news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. What's next in the very public feud between President Trump and Elon Musk? Reports the two men will talk today following their online exchange of venom. President Trump says Musk's criticism of his signature budget and tax cut bill caught him off guard.
Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know if we're well anymore. I was surprised because you were here. Everybody in this room practically was here as we had a wonderful send-off. He said wonderful things about me. You couldn't have nicer. Said the best thing. He's worn the hat. Trump was right about everything. And I am right about the great, big, beautiful bill.
Which, Mr. Trump says, will make significant spending cuts while benefiting taxpayers and business. Musk has called the bill an abomination. Tesla stock plunged more than 14% in the midst of the feud. The BBC's Lily Jamali in San Francisco.
That 14% plunge is just such a dramatic drop. It's the kind of thing you would see if there were, for example, investigation announced against a company for alleged wrongdoing or if they missed their Wall Street numbers. But the thinking is that Tesla has really become a meme stock that is very much tethered to public sentiment and investor sentiment specifically towards Elon Musk. That can be good when things are going his way, but as we saw Thursday, it can be very damaging to the stock if he has a kind of meltdown that we're witnessing in real time.
The financial markets will be watching closely later this morning when the government releases the May jobs report. Analysts expect it will show a sharp decline in hiring from April. The mayor of Ukraine's capital city says a Russian missile and drone strike on Kiev overnight killed at least four people, 20 others injured. Search and rescue operations now underway at various locations around the city. Wall Street Dow futures up 151. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
TGIF. Good morning, Friday morning, 6:03. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And, of course, with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
We've had some slowing on the Capitol Beltway already. About 25 minutes ago, there was a wreck outer loop near the Georgia Avenue ramp. Most of that on the shoulder now, but already a delay back towards New Hampshire Avenue. So if you're going down 95 and then heading to the Mormon Temple right now, it's an extra 5, maybe 7 minutes through there. Keep an eye on that. Just cleared what appeared to be a broken down vehicle. Inner loop north of I-70 was up around the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. All the lanes back open there. And about 40 minutes ago, we had a wreck. I think that's clearing now from Ritchie Highway at College Parkway in Adirondack County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Heading toward the afternoon, mostly cloudy skies, a little bit cooler, but highs still in the mid-80s. Tracking our next weather maker, showers roll in late tonight, and then off and on showers and storms for Saturday and Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 64 degrees. That is not 44, 64 degrees. Baltimore has 71 already this morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 604. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues. These headlines have been brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. That fuel spill downtown Inner Harbor continues in the Harbor East community. 2,000 gallons of fuel leaked from a Johns Hopkins Hospital facility Wednesday and it flowed into the harbor and turned the water red because of an additive. The water no longer looks red. However, there is a sheen on the surface, along with the odor of fuel. Four contract employees have been working with local, state, and federal agencies to clean up the spill. That work is expected to continue through the day. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown has won a court order that temporarily blocks the Trump administration's attempts to dismantle AmeriCorps. In April, Brown co-led a coalition of 23 other attorneys general and the governors of Kentucky and Pennsylvania to challenge the action. The administration wants to eliminate nearly 90% of the AmeriCorps workforce, cancel its contracts, and close some $400 million worth of AmeriCorps-supported programs. Brown says yesterday's court action preliminarily stops the administration from carrying out those actions while the litigation continues. Police say a suspect is under arrest for a murder in Annapolis. William Hairston is accused of killing Gregory Wells on April 23rd, 1300 block of Tyler Avenue. Hairston is charged with first and a second-degree murder, first and second-degree assault, and firearm charges, taken into custody with the help of the Prince George's County Police and the U.S. Marshals Service. Pick 3 lottery number, 973. Pick 4, 0773. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
For years now, I've been telling you about my friend and trusted realtor, Vinny Steele. Broker owner with your home sold guaranteed realty. Friends, Vinny is the absolute best. But hey, don't take my word for it. I'm here with Elaine, an actual client. Elaine, tell us about your experience with Vinny Steele.
Okay, Sean, thank you. Well, Vinny Steele and his team really helped my husband and I transform our lives. By that, I mean we not only had to sell our existing home, but we had to find the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood. This wasn't our first rodeo buying and selling a home. We knew it can be a very stressful time, but Vinny and his team listened to our needs and worked their magic. Our dream of the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood has come true. Thanks to Vinny Steele.
Take it from Elaine. When you're ready to sell your home, call Vinny Steele like Elaine did at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The magic for the Orioles continued yesterday in the Emerald City.
Has thrown all year long.
You know. Henderson making a bid. Tavares back at the wall. And the O's have gone back. Ben Wagner with the call and the Hall of Famer Jim Palmer as well. On Masson, Henderson's round tripper followed a two-run shot from Adley Rutschman, and the Birds scored 3 in the 6th to overcome a 3-1 deficit. They sweep the Mariners 4-3 was the final. After the game, manager Mancelino on what the team has accomplished over the last 2 weeks.
Hey, you roll off 6 in a row and you come into Seattle and beat a heck of a team, a first-place team. Just a little bit more hope, you know, which we'll definitely take.
Zach Eflin went the first 6 for Baltimore to move to 5-2. Brian Baker picks up the save. The Birds have now won 9 of their last 11. NBA Finals last night, Game 1. Tyrese Halliburton has done it again.
The Pacers with a chance to win it. Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving. Pulls off, jump shot. It's gone! It's gone! With 0.3 seconds remaining. Timeout, OKC. Tyrese Halliburton does it again.
Mike Breen with the call on ESPN. Tyrese Halliburton's 4th buzzer beater in the NBA playoffs this year gives the Pacers a 111-110 win over OKC. Coming up in 30 minutes, another Raven in the flock for the long haul. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Top of
of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Friday, June 6, 2025, D-Day, the 81st anniversary of D-Day. I'm Sean Casey.
And I am ready for the weekend. Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott.
Yes, you are. And of course, coming up this hour, once again, a repeat offender has been arrested yet again. That's a deja vu. Stop me if you've heard this story in Baltimore City. We'll take a look at Joni Ernst and why she's apologizing this morning. But the big story here today is the Trump-Musk feud is on. And it may just be a one-day story. We'll talk about that in great detail. But remember the other day we talked about how Elon Trump, I thought he was turning on President Trump. People thought I was wrong. People thought that this was coordinated. This was a ploy that Trump and Elon were working together. I still believe that is not the case here. I'll get into the whys and wherefores in just a moment. But remember, Elon Musk started this with calling the One Big Beautiful Bill a disgusting abomination. He then went on to say he was going to work to defeat every Republican that voted for it in the House, handing the House over to the Democrats. That did not sit well with President Trump. He was asked the question at a press conference or Oval Office presser yesterday while meeting the German chancellor, and he said this about the Musk relationship.
Look, Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know if we're well anymore.
That's where it all began. And then he said the reason why Elon was going scorched earth on the One Big Beautiful Bill.
All of the things that we're doing, nobody's ever seen anything like it. And, you know, Elon's upset because we took the EV mandate, and you know, which was a lot of money for electric vehicles. And, you know, they're having a hard time, the electric vehicles. And they want us to pay billions of dollars in subsidy. And, you know, Elon knew this from the beginning. He knew it for a long time ago. That's been in there. That's been, I would say, J.D., that hasn't changed. That's been right from the beginning. Mr. Secretary, that hasn't changed at all, right from the beginning. But I know that it disturbed him.
Here's the point, Bruce. Look, I do believe, first off, I voted for President Trump. President Trump is the president. And, of course, I think that is what we all have to remember here. Elon Musk is a genius. He is an innovator. He is, I think, a great contributor to America, to the United States. And both men are valuable. And you just hate to see this kind of feud, but it was inevitable in my humble opinion. But the point here is, if Elon was so annoyed at the One Big Beautiful Bill, why doesn't he just pick up the phone and call President Trump, and the two of them can have an adult conversation instead of taking this feud public? He accused him of being with Jeffrey Epstein. He wanted him impeached and removed and replaced with J.D. Vance. He said, if it weren't for me, you wouldn't have won the election in 2024. And I got news for you. Remember, Elon didn't really jump into endorsing Trump until after Joe Biden had already been withdrawn by the Democrat Party. So, again, I think we'll talk about it in greater detail what I think is really happening here.
613 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Here he is, just kind of warming up his putter for the day. Chuck Whitaker.
Yes, I played yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, golf, that too.
Oh, that too. Yes. You know, when you get to be this age, you really have to just take your time to warm up. Take it easy, Mr. Casey. I'm not going anywhere.
Do a lot of stretching.
I did that when I got up this morning. I'm all right now. I'm looking at the camera here, 50 at Oceanic Drive. You know where that is?
Yeah.
Right at the Bay Bridge.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. I just wanted to know if you knew where that was. The fog has settled right in that area. It's not so much right on the ground, but there's a lot of haze coming off the Bay Bridge. And right there kind of continues over towards Whitehall Road. So you'll have your low beams on as you're coming through there. But everybody else over at the Severn River Bridge and then on I-97 up around Route 32, it's a good ride right through that area. Nothing major on the JFX early. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Even the Beltway is kind of taking its time this morning getting underway. But the west side then very quickly, I'm sure, starts to fill in through that area as you're moving south from Liberty Road down towards I-70. But not too bad right now as we're crossing Liberty Road. Last check, and I'm heading there right now towards the tunnels on 895. And it looks like all the lanes are open for the traffic north of the tunnel. going into 895. And real quick here, look at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and everybody's fine there. All four lanes open, both north and southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend.
Hey, check that out.
Hey, about that.
Wow,
mild,
yeah.
Mild. It only takes 3 weeks for me to get in the line here. Mild, mostly cloudy today. High about 85. Showers move in late tonight. Showers and storms on and off tomorrow, all day tomorrow. And Sunday, going to be a wet weekend, unfortunately. 64 in partly cloudy in Ellicott City at 67 in Baltimore City. Time for some one-liner news for you today. 22-year-old Thomas Fugate is now in charge of the Department of Homeland Security's Terrorism Prevention Unit. Fugate graduated from college just last year.
Wow.
President Trump says he has no issue giving such a high-level job to a recent college graduate as long as he's not from Harvard.
Yes.
Okay. Donald Trump and Elon Musk are now engaged in a war of words, which we've been talking about here this morning. Trump is so mad at Elon, he's thinking about setting his own Tesla on fire.
Wow. Got to go and key his own car.
Exactly. Yeah. Remember the red one he gave? Madonna is set to release a long-lost remix album called Veronica Electronica. I don't know about you, but when I think of Madonna and Long Lost, I'm thinking of Like a Virgin.
Yes. Long, long lost.
Yeah. Long.
Long. Long. Long. Trump administration has instituted a new travel ban that will prevent people from 12 countries from entering into these United States. The people from those 12 banned countries are actually okay with it since they'd have to come in through Newark. Not too happy about that. New medical study shows that taking an ice bath might actually be bad for your health. Apparently, it leads to shrinkage.
Yeah, and if you're sitting in it, you get caught in a drain.
Yeah, so it's not good if you're in the hot tub too long or the ice bath too long.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be in the hot tub.
Temperature just has to be right. The Wilson sisters, they make up the band Heart,
yep.
Anna and Nancy. They just played at the Hard Rock in Florida the other night. Somebody stole a couple of instruments.
Oh.
A Telecaster guitar, custom built for Nancy Wilson, and a 1966 Gibson mandolin.
Wow.
Stolen from the Hard Rock, in Atlantic City on Friday night. Wow. And you know you're a good singer when you sound like this with no auto-tune or anything else.
You gonna burn, 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 burn to the wick. Ooh, Barracuda.
Which is a little reverb there.
She got the pipes.
She does have the pipes, and she can still bring it. Let me tell you, I saw him
she can.
In Boston in April, and it was an amazing concert. Tom Cruise, did you know he's starring as the next Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning,
is now open.
And Tom, this is, they call this this is an action hero film, Mission Impossible, but he really is an action hero. He does all of his own stunts.
Hmm.
Every single one of them.
Wow.
The latest is he has done the most burning parachute jumps by an individual ever. He's done it now 16 times, and they posted a short video of him making the scene.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to be deployed, I'm going to be spinning and burn. I have to kick out of the twist and then ignite within 10 seconds.
Start setting the parachute.
We're going to submerge the parachute into the avgas, so when the parachute opens and ignites it and explode.
For this shot, we're going to be real smart. I'm not saying be risky. We don't take risks, obviously.
So what did you...
Okay, let's go.
And there he goes. Outside with another burning parachute. Tom Cruise, just amazing. How old is he now? He's got to be in his 50s, right?
Yeah, at least, yeah.
Yeah. So he's a pilot. He flies his own plane in many of these.
So he's in the air. The parachute's like behind him and on fire?
Yeah.
Wow. Chuck, is the last time you felt a burning behind you? Is that what a parachute was?
I made that crater that's out in Arizona.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I displaced a lot of dirt when I hit the ground, I can tell you that.
You know, in this film, there was one scene where he was on, a biplane.
Yep.
And he had to walk out onto the wing.
Could he have rented it?
Yeah, he did. I'm sure they rented it for the film.
I got it, biplane.
Thank you, Chuck.
You know. Yeah, okay, sure. Exactly.
My pleasure.
Right. Stuff like that just completely throws you off track. Now I don't even remember why I brought up the story.
No, just forget it. I got really important stuff to tell you here.
But, yeah, okay, Chuck, go ahead.
Queen Anne's County and Talbot County schools are going to be 90 minutes because of fog.
Mentioned the fog around the Bay Bridge, now the Eastern Shore, and I'm looking at the camera here at the Tidings Bridge, and you can't see the cars, but for about 3 seconds each, and then you just kind of disappeared in the fog.
You got a good tidings.
Yeah, exactly.
Good tidings.
Finishing that story, he was out on the wing of the plane, and he passed out.
Wow.
He passed out, and they were really concerned. They thought he was going to, you know, because he needed to get back. He was flying the plane. He needed to get back in the plane and land it. And yet he was out on the wing, passed out miraculously with just seconds to go. He awakened, got back in the plane where there was oxygen, so he was able to reoxygenate himself and be fully conscious and land the plane successfully. But that was probably one of the closest calls he's ever had.
Wow. Well, remember that? Was it Twilight Zone, the Landis film, that somebody died on set?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was Vic Morrow.
Well, yeah,
it was Vic Morrow had his head chopped off by a helicopter.
By the helicopter,
the
former star of combat.
Bad things can happen.
Yeah, and they do. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:21. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Baltimore welcomes world-renowned Rabbi Michael Dov Streicher Shlita. Tune in Saturdays from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. for How It All Started. 13 weeks of music, Divrei Torah, and exciting prizes. All proceeds go to Tzedakah. Learn more at WCBN.com.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
David in Dundalk has a Tom Cruise age for us, I think. David, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bruce and Sean. Hey, look, you had my curiosity. He's actually 62 going on 63.
Is that right? Wow. I thought it was late 50s.
And probably a little bit too old to be doing the stuff he's doing.
Yeah, I think this might be his last one. This is the last Mission Impossible film, but yeah, I didn't think he was in his 60s, but he's well-preserved, as I say.
He's in good shape.
Yeah, he does. David, thanks for the update. Appreciate that.
He has a lot of aerobic in every day, jumping up and down on sofas.
Yeah. Now, people look at Chuck every day and say, yeah, he can't be a day over 75.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe. 623. Traffic on the threes. And once again, here he is. I'm a Chuck Wagner.
What? I got an auto pen. I got an auto pen for my birthday.
Yeah, it's a pen shaped like a car.
Queen Anne's and Talbot County. Fog delays, and I'm looking at some of those areas. 404 with a lot of fog. 404 here at the Choptank River Bridge, and then also around Conley Road through that area and over towards 404 at Route 50. So some areas over there getting some heavy fog. Kent Narrows Bridge looks pretty good. And then again, the fog and the haze on the west end of the Bay Bridge and up around the Tidings Bridge. And I'm sure the Hayden Bridge up there at the Susquehanna River, some heavy fog in that area. Nothing major yet on the Beltway with the morning build-offs really just beginning now on the west side, and last check we had increased in volume just a bit, but with the lanes open heading south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel. Oh, well, there you go. See, you jinxed me. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunday will be mild today, mostly cloudy, high about 85. Showers move in later on this evening. It's going to be a wet weekend, unfortunately. So if you have a lot of chores, to-do list that involve outdoors, Bruce, yes. you may be saved. Right now, it's the sun is up at 66 in Arnold, 67 in Dundalk. So let me ask you this. We have Sandra here who says, Musk and Trump both have outsized egos. This conflict was coming. It's a distraction, nothing more. Both are correct, but their egos, especially Musk's, are in the way. Why do you think there was this dust-up that has been brewing since Monday?
Well, I think it's not just the EV mandate stuff. I think it's also Musk had an ally. He wanted to have a job in the Trump administration, and Trump withdrew the guy's name.
You're talking about Jared Isaacman?
Yes.
At NASA, yeah.
Yep.
That's part of it. Look, two things can be true. Trump is absolutely right. The One Big Beautiful Bill has to pass. Has to. We have no other choice at this point. The only other choice is you rely on the Democrats to get it with 60 votes,
yeah.
And then it's going to be much worse than it actually is. And Musk is absolutely right. We need more cuts in this. We'll see what happens in the. But here's a point that I wanted to make, and that is, let's start with the premise that the deep state, the Democrats, the establishment Republicans will do anything, and I mean anything, to remove Trump from office. Okay, that's number one. Number two. Is that you look at this, the tech brothers. These are the tech bros. Like, again, Larry Ellison, Bill Ackman, Elon Musk, and so on and so forth. They are advocating for a transhumanistic surveillance state. That's where this is headed with AI and everything else. And so there's a big vested interest. And Trump, of course, right now has not really paid too much attention to that. He's more focused on the economic nationalism argument. And that's where he and Musk had mutual interest.
Yeah.
Okay? So they have mutual interest on economic nationalism. Where they part companies, is on this surveillance state thing.
Yeah.
And the Sea Island Group, as I've identified them and others, these are the establishment Republicans who are trying to get rid of Trump. These are the ones that propped up Governor DeSantis very early on to challenge Trump for the primary. So I think that all of this is being waged and encouraged because, as I said earlier, this is just a phone call. You know, if you give a guy a gold key to the White House one day, you know, pick up the phone. And if you have a problem with the bill, let's talk about it. And then maybe we can get Thune and Johnson and Musk and President Trump and Scott Bessent. But we're understanding now that there was an argument in the White House between Elon Musk and Scott Bessent. It got really testy. My sources are indicating that Musk actually shoved Scott Bessent in the White House and then forced Trump to pick a side. And Trump picked Scott Bessent over Elon Musk. Bessent is his treasury secretary. He's doing an incredible job. Not that Musk did a bad job, but he was a temporary government employee. So, again, this was an unforced error, unnecessary. But, again, this is being nourished and fed by the establishment Republican Party that wants to, one, get rid of Trump, two, kill MAGA. That's the goal. Fracture MAGA, kill it, so in 2028, it'll be completely gone.
Does this last through the weekend?
There's talk now that Bill Ackman, another tech bro, is trying to broker a peace. So I think Musk is already talking about detente. I think they will make peace with one another. But I think President Trump now has learned another valuable lesson. I think he'll be friends with Musk, but Musk will...
Arm's length.
Well, exactly. He'll be kept at arm's length, where he should be.
Yeah.
Where he should have been in the first place. And look, I'd have nothing personal against Elon Musk. I think, as I said, he's a genius. And, of course, he's already talking about walking back the decommissioning of SpaceX and all these threats that he made. But I think the low blow with the Jeffrey Epstein thing and then calling for the impeachment of the president and removing him and replacing him with J.D. Vance, who, by the way, is on the side of the tech bros. So let's keep an eye on that. Okay? That's a very interesting development there. So I'd like to hear your thoughts. What do you think was behind the Musk-Trump feud, if you, again, think that it's going to be over in a flash, or is this thing going to fester for a little bit? The Democrats Democrats reading it up as yesterday.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so that's just part of
it. They have nothing, no policies to talk about. All they can do is hope for a personality conflict.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that, President Trump's got a lot. He's got a lot on his desk right now with Ukraine and Russia, with China. They're talking about a deal. We'll have more of that on MAGA. Iran, that deal is still. And, of course, you got to turn around our economy and this culture war that we are fighting right now. So he inherited a mess, and he didn't need this distraction. Let's put it that
Correct.
Way. And then, look, he took the high road at the end yesterday. He says, I don't mind Elon turning on me, but we need to pass the one big, beautiful bill. So Elon comes off looking a little bit more childish yesterday in this whole argument.
Well, actually, that is to Trump's credit that he's keeping focus on the real issues.
And that's what I think he should do. 6:30, and you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Time for some news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Police say a suspect is under arrest for a murder in Annapolis. William Hairston is accused of killing Gregory Wells on April 23rd, 1300 block of Tyler Avenue. Hairston charged with first and second degree murder, first and second degree assault, and firearm charges. He was taken into custody with the help of Prince George's County Police and the U.S. Marshals Service. Hairston being held without bond at the Jennifer Road Detention Center, and that again is without bond. One person dead after a fiery crash in western Howard County. Accident involving a tractor trailer and a pickup hauling a trailer happened around 4 o'clock in the morning yesterday around eastbound I-70 near Sand Hill Road. You heard, of course, Chuck Whitaker reporting on that yesterday morning. Driver of the pickup truck pronounced dead at the scene. Tractor trailer driver not injured. Cause of the crash remains under investigation. A former Maryland State Police trooper has been sentenced for selling information to a drug trafficking organization. 35-year-old Justin Riggs will serve 6 years in federal prison after pleading guilty this past February. Riggs was part of an investigation into a drug and gun trafficking situation in Western Maryland. He created a fake Facebook account to contact a drug target and offer to sell information about the informant. Investigation found that Riggs initiated several electronic conversations with that drug distributor between 2022 and 2023. And Maryland Democrat Congressman Jamie Raskin is reintroducing a bill that he hopes will increase pet food donations at animal shelters. Raskin has revived the Bring Animals Relief and Kibble Act, or BARK, Bring Animals Relief and Kibble. With the help from Republican Congresswoman Young Kim of California, the law would prevent pet supply manufacturers and retailers from being sued when they donate pet food that's past its sell-by date. 6:32, next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick 3, lottery number 973. Your pick 40773. And now at 6:33, it's Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Some brake lights now on 895, beginning right here at the O'Donnell Street ramp. So nothing wrong. Everybody's going into the Old Harbor Tunnel, but it's backing up right here, and it probably will back up towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. I can see 95 next door, and all the lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Keep in mind, there are fog advisories up into the area. The Susquehanna Bridges on the I-95 run at the Tidings Bridge, at the Hayden Bridge up through there. Fog advisories and late school arrivals today in Queen Anne's County and Talbot County over on the Eastern Shore. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Friday morning with temperatures temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Heading toward the afternoon, mostly cloudy skies, a little bit cooler, but highs still in the mid-80s. Tracking our next weather maker, showers roll in late tonight, and then off and on showers and storms for Saturday and Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The turnaround the Orioles have authored over the last 2 weeks continued yesterday in Seattle. We'll pick it up in the top of the sixth. Birch trailing the Mariners 3-1, one out, one on. Adley Rutschman in the box. Brian Wu on the hill.
Run.
Oh, 2.
Goodbye.
A rocket down the right field line. Goodbye! And just like that, this game is tied on the sensational swing, an amazing series from Adley Rutschman.
And Wagner with the call on Masson. Rutschman's bomb tied it at 3, but that was just the appetizer. Next man up, Gunnar Henderson.
Has thrown all year long. You know.
Henderson making a bid. Tavares back at the wall, and the O's have gone back to back. A go-ahead home run by Gunnar Henderson.
Henderson's shot was the difference. Brian Baker in the bullpen protected it, and the Birds notched their sixth win in a row, their ninth in their last 11. 4-3 was the final over Seattle. After the game, Gunner on things returning to normal.
I feel like everybody's just getting back to the way they normally play, and yeah, we're all just buying in together. We're scratching these close wins, and then whenever the offense gets fully clicking, then we'll be in a really good spot.
Birds move on to Sacramento tonight to play the Athletics at 10:10 p.m. Rashad Bateman got some good news the other day. Yesterday, actually, rewarded for his performance in 2024. The Ravens wide receiver signing a contract extension that keeps him here through 2027. 3 years, 36 plus million, according to ESPN, 20 of it guaranteed. Bateman says this one he thinks he earned.
Because I feel like I finally did something on the field that was, you know, impressive and something that you can, you know, respect and stand on. Before that, it was a little bit shocking. I had some ups and downs here and there, so, you know, to be able to be here now, it feels good.
Bateman establishing personal career highs last season in yards with 756, touchdowns with 9. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Aaron Rodgers soap opera is finally over as the 41-year-old quarterback and the Steelers have agreed on a deal. NBA, the Oklahoma Thunder could cement themselves as one of the all-time great NBA teams by capping off a 68-win regular season record with the Larry O'Brien Trophy. But the Indiana Pacers have a guy named Tyrese Haliburton.
Rebound, Nesmith. The Pacers with a chance to win it. Final seconds, no fouls to give. Haliburton looking. Haliburton driving. Pulls off, jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 3/10 of a second remaining!
Mike Breen with the call on ESPN. Tyrese Halliburton's fourth buzzer beater. And the Pacers overcome a 15-point fourth quarter deficit. They beat OKC 111-110 was the final. The time now is 6:37. When we return, could the Orioles have done this with Brandon Hyde?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
As you guys know, over time, I was not in the camp of the firing of Brandon Hyde. Mm-hmm. I didn't think the manager deserved it. But I will say this, whether he deserved it or not, firing your manager is the most severe message that you can send to the players.
Yeah, apparently they got the message.
They got the message.
Because I'd be interesting to see over the last 11 games or so what the team ERA is. Rutschman has awakened, so he's hitting well. So it got their attention. I don't think that the new manager is making any specific moves that has sparked this. But I think you're right. I think they got the message, hey, we're better than this, and we need to play better.
The Orioles pitching staff in the last 11 games, a 2.45 earned run average. I mean, that's terrific. And you're right, Rutschman. And Charlie Morton.
Right.
The Orioles were 0-12 in the first 12 starts of Charlie Morton. They're 2-0 since Mancelino came aboard. Again, not necessarily connecting the two, but it was the message, and the message was delivered.
2.45. And that's a whole point better than my grade point average in high school.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised it was even that.
I know, really.
And they didn't have to fire the teacher for him to get that either.
Wait, are you sure it wasn't 0.45?
Well, it could have been.
Because you're math, Bruce.
Not real good.
All right, let's see what happens. The Athletics are up next, and who knows?
Yeah, the A's are terrible.
Yeah, they are. So, well, but then again, you don't want to
guess. Yeah, you never know.
All right, thanks, Gary. 6:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Mike is in Bel Air. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Michael.
Mike could not hang with us or dropped out of the cell. Call us back, Mike. Love to hear from you.
Senator John Kennedy was actually on the morning Mika yesterday morning. I had the opportunity to talk with Mika and her husband, Joe. What's his name?
Joe Schmo.
Yeah. And what he had to say was interesting. One thing he noted is the whole conversation in Washington, D.C. is different now than it was a year ago. And that's because of Donald Trump.
I'm an optimist. I'm a paranoid optimist. But in the last year, certainly the last 100 to 150 days, the conversation up here has changed. Under President Biden, the conversation was basically who needs to pay more in taxes. The conversation now, really on both sides of the aisle, quietly more of the Democrats, is what the hell happened to the money?
Yeah, fair question. What happened to all the money? And I think that that's an awful lot of what Doge was all about, talking about Doge. And from the last half hour's second segment, Kennedy, I guess, stands apart from the fray just a little bit on this issue. And he said, look, when it comes to this stuff, Musk has a point, but he's missing the more important point.
Elon Musk makes a valid point. We have become, or will become, if we don't do something about it, debt slaves. Mr. Musk says that we need to relearn the magical healing power of no. He's right. But you're not going to be able to do it in one bill.
No.
You're just not. That's just... Yeah. Practical, political, and frankly, economic reality.
You have to get this bill passed. You have a number of rescissions you're going to have to make. You have to negotiate this bill between the Senate and the House. And then you can come back and we can say, all right, now we've set the groundwork for the really important stuff. Now let's go ahead and carve away some of the fat we know is there.
Yeah, I think Kennedy's right in that. And so is Elon. So is the president. They're all right. But it's the question of how do we get there? And you got to get the one big beautiful bill has to pass first. But they did leave something on the table in this bill. I agree with Chip Roy out of Texas. You know, the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act, yes, which is really the Green New Raw New Deal that Biden and the Democrats passed, they only clawed back 60% of that.
Yeah.
If they would take 100% of that back, you save or cut an additional $400 billion. And that would go a long way to appeasing the Elon Musk, sure, the Chip Roys, and other
Rand
fiscal
Paul
hawks.
And
exactly.
And
Rand Paul's a debt ceiling guy. He's a one-note Johnny on that. But look, there were times when Donald Trump came out against raising the debt ceiling. And so you got people all over the map. You have to look at the Congress that you have. What is possible with this, with these margins in the House and the Senate? We all would love to see massive deficit cutting. We want to see this debt paid down or reduced significantly, start moving in that direction. But what is possible with the numbers that you currently have?
Yeah, as Senator Ron Johnson said yesterday, I think we had the audio yesterday, was what we geezers are doing to our grandchildren is immoral. We have got to stop this, and this is the administration under which it has to stop, because it goes on too much longer. They won't be able to pay.
But it has to stop permanently.
Correct.
Okay, and you've got to make sure that it's codified. And you just can't do it by executive order. You got to make sure that all this, including the tax cuts, are made permanent. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, there's going to be a, 600% increase? Or no, not 600%. But it's
significant.
68% increase in the middle class taxes going forward.
6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. By the way, Chuck, codified does not mean the kind of fish they serve, and this is Paul's. It's a 6:43 traffic weather on the threes.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Chuck, do you like fish sticks?
I haven't had fish sticks since I was about 7.
So 3 years now.
Thank you. My wife agrees with you. She keeps asking me if I'm a 7-year-old. Why? Because I see things and I say things that a kid like that would say?
Yes, exactly.
Thank you very much.
Sitting next to me in the back row.
Ha ha!
Well, at least it's true.
I know.
895 is slowing down, as we said, right around the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So from there into the Old Harbor Tunnel, just heavy traffic southbound. The lanes are moving. No stoppages, no problems, but that's heavy traffic. And now 95 is starting to slow just a bit as you're coming south from the O'Donnell Street ramp and the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp. So again, we're starting to see a little bit now of the morning delay. If you're in Owings Mills, there is a medic call coming in to the area of Painters Mill Road, just off of Reisterstown Road. So we'll give you the heads up for that for some flashing lights. Fog advisories up around the Susquehanna River at the Haydom Bridge and also the Tidings Bridge. And then the heavy fog on the eastern shore having an impact on the schools opening late in Queen Anne's and in Talbot County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is going to be mild today, mostly cloudy, high of about 85. Showers move in later this evening. It's going to be a wet weekend, sadly, Saturday and both Sunday. Right now, it's sunny and 66 in Severn, 67 in Parkville. And time, once again, to head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bill Johnson.
Don't you hear good?
Today is National Donut Day.
Donuts.
7-Eleven offering rewards and Speedy Rewards members 50-cent glazed donuts at participating 7-Eleven stores. Dunkin', you get a free classic donut with a drink purchase at participating locations. Krispy Kreme, you get any one donut for free, no purchase necessary. Additionally, you can get a dozen original glazed donuts for $2 with the purchase of any dozen at a regular price. Okay? So, out of your favorites there, which place were you apt to go for a donut?
Dunkin'?
Crispy. Oh, we have a Crispy versus Dunkin' battle going on there. The one thing about Dunkin', I've heard that some stores actually make the donuts there. So you get fresh donuts. Other places, the donuts are made somewhere else, and they're trucked in.
Kansas.
Okay. Kansas. I think that might... Donuts might be stale by then. I don't know. The folks from Dunkin' get
really the important thing is that the Dunkin' next door to us is open at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
So, that's the important
thing. And you're the first in line.
Just about.
The Internet's latest drink is obsession is a summer spicy sip. They're taking white wine, preferably Sauvignon Blanc, and they're infusing it with jalapeno.
No kidding.
Yeah.
They take a really good wine and put a jalapeno in it.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Gives it a little zing.
Yeah, I would imagine it does.
Yeah, because Sauvignon Blanc already has a little kind of a citrusy taste to it, a little citrusy flavor. Yeah.
What about the nose? Does it look a good nose? I don't know what the stuff means, Chuck. Does it have a good nose? Does it have like aftertaste?
I am not a wine snob, so I don't know what nose means when it comes to that.
Me either.
I mean, I guess I'm assuming it means it's when it smells. When you first pour a glass of wine, you're supposed to let it breathe, right?
Right, I guess.
Then you do the nose test. You smell it. Mm-hmm. You swirl it, and you let it sit for a little bit, and then you taste it.
Yeah, I remember when I started drinking, it was a...
I love the people in the restaurant when they bring the wine, okay?
Yeah.
They pour the wine, little sip of wine, and they immediately gulp it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Okay? Versus you're supposed to swirl
it. Look at the cap, it said it was bottled yesterday.
Yeah. I look at it and sniff it. Ah, Boone's Farm, April, good vintage.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was just wonderful. That had a twist-off cap.
Yeah.
Yeah. It did have a twist on it.
It didn't make any difference. Look, if you got buzzed off of something that was $1.98, like Thunderbird or Fighting Cock or something like that.
Was that your goal when you went and got that bottle of wine? You just wanted to get buzzed?
I didn't drink wine when I was younger. I drank Colt 45.
Colt 45?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when you turned 14,
you liked that malt liquor.
I did. 14, 15. That was a big time.
Yeah.
You didn't go for the old English 800?
Oh, wow.
I drank English leather.
I hated that stuff.
Oh, man.
My breath always smelled so good.
In the upper Midwest, where I went to college, this long before microbreweries, every small town in Wisconsin had its own brewery.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just what happened. So you could get Applebrow from Appleton. You
right.
get People's Beer, which is a minority-owned thing, or Chief Oshkosh from...
Yes, my favorite. My favorite malt liquor was Carlsberg Elephant.
I had that. That wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
What you do, keep it in the trunk?
I set you up. There you go.
You put them on. Well, it's all right.
I understand you've been practicing for the big roast coming up Friday, July 20th at Jimmy's Famous Seafood.
T-shirt tickets
at WCBM.com. No, a little birdie. I heard you tell a little birdie that you started writing a few notes, and now you're at 8 pages of notes now. So this idea that, I'm ad-libbing everything, man. I'm just showing up. Not I'm letting it rip. Folks, that could be fake news.
We'll find out, won't we, Mr. Casey?
A rejoinder, Mr. Whiteacres.
You really, the name Whitaker came from Whiteacres in England.
Yes, it did.
Whiteacre.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. You dropped the E then.
By the way, just as a note, Chuck, before that it was wheat. So it's Whiteacres, actually.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yep.
Acres of wheat.
Curious, I checked it just yesterday. I was curious.
Right.
You checked the genealogy?
No, I checked the derivation of the name.
That's why he loves grain alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah. You see?
They still make Colt 45?
Natural affinity.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do?
Well, yes, they do.
Well, I may have to get some of that just for old time's sake.
I'll bring some to the roast.
Now, would you get the regular six-pack or do you get the big can or the big bottle?
No, I want the big one. The big one, like a keg,
right. KFC just dropped a fork so extra it's literally shaped like a hand. Is that a classic or what? Look at that.
That's the fork
shaped like a hand. That is the fork. Wow. And it's good for, they say, saucy, delicious, and messy rice bowls, too hard to eat with your fingers. So KFC has come up with a finger-licking fork. Say that 5 times fast.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Good idea. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Up next, here we go again with repeat offenders, juveniles busted after having prior arrests. We'll talk about that here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speed. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 6/22/25, new customers only with 2-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker inviting you to a night of crab's claws and me getting roasted like a bushel of Old Bay. It's WCBM's first Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. It's all you can eat crabs, great company, a no-holds-barred roast with Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, taking their best shots at yours truly. I'm the main course, and they're coming in hot. Tickets at WCBM.com, and get yours before they boil over.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Yeah, I just heard back from a couple of people yesterday. A couple of people won't be able to make the Chuck Roast in person, but they have prepared video statements that will be played at the Chuck Roast. Channel 13's Marty Bass is one, and our very own Frank Luber is the other. Frank is definitely going to have something to say about Mr. Whitaker at the Chuck Roast.
Yeah, and a text in from Marty. He says, as a joke, I bought the boss some old beers. I bought a Colt 45 Steel Reserve Old English 800. He took one sip of the Old English, spit it out, and diluted the rest on his lawn. We woke up the next morning, his grass was all brown.
Yeah, I tell you, Carlsberg Elephant, that was the big one.
6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, talking about the big one. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, now svelte. Now, he's felting good, actually. Chuck Whitaker.
Remember that beer the Stooges had? Old Homicide.
Yes.
And then they had Brito. Remember, they thought Brito was something to drink.
Turns
out it was taking the paint off the car.
That's right.
Brito, Mr. Brito.
Oh, Coca-Cola.
And the sales manager said, can you guys sell? We're the best salesmen that ever sailed. We need them up front, don't you think? The Beltway on the Parkville side is filled in just a bit. Outer loop at Hartford Road. The inner loop at Green Spring is good. The west side this morning. Wow, we'll take this. 795 down to Frederick Road. Not even a problem at all at this point. So that's good news. Brief delays. Heavy traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels. 895 back to about Urban Avenue. 95 top of the hill coming into the Fort McHenry Tunnel from the O'Donnell Street ramp. Keep in mind, there is some fog up around 95, the Susquehanna, and heavy fog over on the Eastern Shore. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, it's going to be a more mild and mostly cloudy, a high in the mid-80s. Showers move in later on this evening. Right now, partly cloudy. We do see a little bit of sunshine. 67 in Annapolis, 66 in Columbia. Coming up at the top of the hour, the Biden staffers now turning on Miss Binder. A.K.A. KJP, the latest from our MAG update. You hear what Steve Bannon has to say about Elon. SCOTUS opinions that were authored from the left, but sound like they could have been from the right yesterday. What's going on here? Interesting developments. But more of the same here in Baltimore City and also at the throughout the level of the state where the juvenile thugs continue to run rampant and commit crimes, steal cars, break into stores and shops and things of that nature. And the governor has said that his number one priority is public safety. It's just a tough time having to prove that. We have a teen burglar striking again in South Baltimore, hit by a repeat juvenile offender. One of the latest arrests made by BPD. Highlighted this disturbing, troubling trend the city is grappling with. Police announced Thursday a juvenile burglary arrest. Suspect, 17-year-old male, accused in two commercial burglaries in South Baltimore at two restaurants at a strip mall near Annapolis Road near West Patapsco Avenue. According to a tweet from BPD, the teen suspect is well known to law enforcement because of prior arrests for armed robberies and a stolen auto. Here's Delegate Ryan Naraki.
My biggest concern is that it seems to be a revolving door. We have many of these children that are habitual offenders that, you know, it seems like they check them in and they check them out within hours.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. Sometimes they don't even check them in. I mean, I've been told sometimes they take them right home.
Yeah, say, have a nice day.
Yeah. Here, you go, where's mommy? Where's daddy? Is grandmommy or granddaddy here? Is there any adult? Okay.
Well, you promise, Scout Tony, you'll stay here
exactly.
And not do anything bad for the next 45 minutes until my shift is over early. So.
Local residents, they've had enough. Well, we'll see when it comes to election time.
Juveniles getting lenient penalties is because we decided that's what we wanted to do. And until we decide otherwise, juveniles are going to feel that way.
I just say you do the crime, you got to do the time. If you out here doing certain things like this, it's always going to be a consequences. And maybe, hopefully, Lord willing, they learn from their consequences.
Yeah, well, there have to be consequences for them to learn from.
Correct.
And there are none. Now, this is a very interesting clip via Fox 45. This is Lisa Reynolds. She's chief of the BPD's new Youth and Community Partnerships Division. Now, I want to remind you, this is the police department. Listen to what the new chief of this division has to say about these juvenile thug repeat offenders.
What I mean by that is they're getting rearrested. The chronicity of that arrest is increasing, as well as the escalation in offenses. So what we're trying to do is work with our partners to try to better understand what services they need.
What?
What's a chronicity?
Chronicity is, I guess, the how chronic the nature or the chronicness.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. All right.
But here's what they're talking about, services.
Yep.
This sounds like a social worker. This isn't the police department, is it? Apparently it is. The Baltimore Police Department's new Youth and Community Partnerships Division, they're not interested in holding these juvenile accounts. Now, they have to arrest them, obviously. But they're more interested in services. Where have we heard that before? by the progressive Marxists running the show in the General Insane Asylum, and that it's unleashed this epidemic of juvenile crime on unsuspecting Marylanders. I did look into it. The alleged arrest numbers have juvenile offenses included in them across the board, and that they are pushing up some of the numbers from the BPD stat line. So we'll see. But when you have the police talking about services rather than consequences, you got problems.
Yeah.
Tim Kyle, electric and heating and air right now. It's been a little toasty last couple of days. Humidity creeping into the area. Just a little taste of what's to come in mid-July through through August. The dog days, as we know them here, and in Baltimore summer. So you want to make sure your AC is operating efficiently, number one, that it's operating at all. So you want to make sure that it's got the necessary coolant. If it needs refrigerant, then Tim Kyle can take care of that. They'll do a little maintenance check on it, make sure all the parts are where they need to be, so that when you do actually engage your AC, it comes on and it works, and then it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. I just got an email from a listener the other day. They got their BGE bill already for June. It's 60 months higher for the 60. I'm sorry, $60 higher for the month, and based on the same usage. So we're seeing the electric rates are skyrocketing. They're going up again. So let us know when you get your bill if yours goes up significantly. But if you want to try to keep that bill down, call Tim Kyle today, 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. Or you can log on to timkylecompany.com. Coming up next, KGP is the Biden staffers are turning on her. And we have the latest on the MAGA update, including the Trump-Musk feud.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump and one-time ally and advisor Elon Musk will reportedly talk later today following their high-profile online spat that began with Musk sharply criticizing the president's signature tax cut and spending bill. President Trump is standing by his so-called Big Beautiful Bill, which Musk calls an abomination.
I'd rather have him criticize me than the bill, because the bill is incredible. It's the biggest cut in the history of our country. We've never cut. It's about $1.6 trillion in cuts. It's the biggest tax cut. Tax, you would say, people's taxes will go way down. But it's the biggest tax cut in history. It's we are doing things in that bill that are unbelievable.
The bill's fate currently in the hands of the Senate, where some Republicans have come out against certain aspects of the measure. Ukraine says Russia has unleashed one of the largest aerial attacks of the three-year war, missiles and drones raining down on the capital. The BBC's Paul Adams is there.
The people here of Kiev have experienced many, many, many nights just like the one we had last night. They spent a good chunk of it, like we did, in shelters, occasionally venturing out to listen to the sound of anti-aircraft fire, and occasionally very, very large explosions indeed. Just looking at the list of munitions recorded by the Ukrainians, they say that 36 cruise missiles were among the weapons that were used, along with drones and ballistic missiles.
Three first responders among those killed in the Russian attack on Kiev. How's the job market doing? We'll find out later this morning when the government releases the May employment report. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 132 points. NASDAQ futures 88 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, "The pain is gone." And she said, "I'm glad it helped." I said, "No, you don't understand. It's gone."
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Good Friday morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Don't know what that sound was, but I do know what this sound is. It's Chuck Baker.
An off-air conversation. It made Sean cry. So good for him. 895, you're slowing right now around O'Donnell Street. Not bad. Everybody's going into the tunnel. Next door, Fort McHenry Tunnel is not bad at all as well. Just right at the top of the hill of the Keith Avenue ramp into the toll plaza southbound. But all the lanes are open. Beltway looks good. The northeast side was a little bit slow, especially in the left-hand lane on the outer loop at Hartford Road. JFX is clear from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Heading toward the afternoon, mostly cloudy skies, a little bit cooler, but highs still in the mid-80s. Tracking our next weather maker, showers roll in late tonight, and then off and on showers and storms for Saturday and Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has 66 degrees. Ellicott City has 62 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. The fuel spill cleanup continues in Baltimore's Harbor East community. 2,000 gallons of fuel leaked from a Johns Hopkins Hospital facility Wednesday. It flowed into the harbor, turned the water red because of an additive. The water no longer looks red. However, there is a sheen on the surface, along with the odor of fuel. Four contract companies have been working with local, state, and federal agencies to clean up the spill, and that work is expected to continue through the day. Maryland AG Anthony Brown has won a court order that temporarily blocks the Trump administration's attempt to dismantle AmeriCorps. In April, Brown co-led a coalition of 23 other AGs and the governors of Kentucky and Pennsylvania to challenge the action. Police say a suspect is under arrest for a murder in Annapolis. William Hairston, accused of killing Gregory Wells April 23rd, 1300 block of Tyler Avenue. Hairston charged with first and secondary murder, first and secondary assault, and firearms charges. It's 7:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick three, lottery number 973. Your pick 40773. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
For years now, I've been telling you about my friend and trusted realtor, Vinny Steele, broker owner with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Friends, Vinny is the absolute best. But hey, don't take my word for it. I'm here with Elaine, an actual client. Elaine, tell us about your experience with Vinny Steele.
Okay, Sean, thank you. Well, Vinny Steele and his team really helped my husband and I transform our lives. By that, I mean we not only had to sell our existing home, but we had to find the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood. This wasn't our first rodeo buying and selling a home. We knew it can be a very stressful time, but Vinny and his team listened to our needs and work their magic. Our dream of the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood has come true, thanks to Vinny Steele.
Take it from Elaine. When you're ready to sell your home, call Vinny Steele like Elaine did at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Timely hitting for sure, but the story behind the Birds' recent surge is definitely the pitching.
Two outs, bottom of the ninth inning.
Swing and a miss to finish the ball game and cap off a three-game series sweep in the Emerald City.
Ben Wagner with the final call on yesterday's 4-3 Baltimore win over Seattle. It was a second straight sweep for the Birds, who've now won 9 of their last 11, with the Orioles staff allowing just 2.45 runs per game. Yesterday's starter, Zach Eflin, went 6, allowing 3 earned, got the win, asked if the team has a chance to do what most think is impossible.
You know, the core nucleus of guys have always been here. They know how to win. They know how to go out and play and have fun. But it's kind of like what I've been talking to you guys the whole time. Like, it's a long year. I understand we dug ourselves a big hole, but you can always climb out of it. It's a 162-game season.
Ravens news, the team signing wide receiver Rashad Bateman to a contract extension. 3 years, $36 million, $20 guaranteed. GM Eric DaCosta also talking about preliminary negotiations with Lamar on an extension.
Well, we've had some conversations before the draft, after the draft, in person last week. I think we're in the introductory sort of stage of looking at what an extension might look like.
Women's finalist set at French Open, American Coco Gauff will meet the world's number one player, Aryna Sabalenka, tomorrow. Men's semis get underway today, this morning, in fact. Lorenzo Musetti and Carlos Alcaraz at 8:30 a.m. World number one Jannik Sinner will take on Novak Djokovic at 1 p.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Super Bowl winning coach was at Ravens practice yesterday, and it wasn't John Harbaugh. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number two here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM. In Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It's D-Day, 81st anniversary of Decision Day.
Yeah.
Operation Overlord. Just an incredible turn in the war. The Second World War. We're trying to avoid World War III. They're trying to drag us into it, folks. And that one will be worse than World War I and World War II combined.
What is it about Lindsey Graham? He just loves the concept.
Did you see the... cartoonist, the art, they had Zelensky with two bombs as breasts, and breastfeeding at the tip of those bombs were Lindsey Graham and Danang Dick.
Yeah.
It was a rather powerful cartoon,
wow.
and that's exactly hit it right on the head.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to drag us into war. Coming up in this hour, Jamie Raskin runs away. He's been reduced to introducing, dog acts. Okay. That's what's happened to Jamie Raskin.
Bring back the bark bill.
Right. The Supreme Court, surprising opinions, authored from justices on the left. We'll take a look at that. Top story here, though, KJP, the Biden staffers turning on Ms. Binder.
It's interesting, Sean, because there's been a lot of buzz around the KJP announcement. She has a new book coming out. And some are saying, well, she's doing this as a matter of conscience. And we have a little bit of audio, I think, we're told came directly from a hidden microphone in her home, having a rather spirited discussion with her partner about their financial position and why she had to write the book.
We are so poor, we do not even have a language, just a stupid accent.
Yeah, she went back to her French roots, Jean-Pierre.
Her partner, what, Suzanne Malveaux is her partner,
right? Yeah. However, she calmed herself down, sat in front of a camera and a microphone, And it's, I gotta just, we're just gonna have fun, all right? This is what she had to say.
In an era of misinformation, disinformation, the regressiveness of social policy, what we're seeing currently right now, what I have decided to do, and I really have thought long and hard about this, is to follow my own compass. Mm. And that's what I've done. And that's what this book does.
She's gonna follow her own compass, Sean. She's going to basically go where she needs. She's going to go where she wants to go.
Hasn't been doing that all along?
She's going to, well, we were told she's been doing that all along. But she wanted to make sure we really got the message. And I am impressed with Suzanne Malveaux having the top end of that range like that. That's really a very, very impressive note. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Scott Jennings ripped her a new one, by the way. Kind of a left-handed compliment to the Democrats.
I'd like to congratulate Democrats for ridding yourselves of this untalented mediocrity. I mean, this is the most self-aggrandizing liar that has ever held this job. The White House press secretary is a sacred position. And she stood up there for years and lied through her teeth to the American people.
You know, you resent it when people lie to you over and over and over again. Doesn't matter how nice her smile is or how gentle her voice is. If you are a perpetual liar, sooner or later, people figure it out, and they resent it. Isn't that odd how that happens? And Democrats aren't familiar with the consequence, with the concept of consequences, but that is one of the consequences. You no longer are believable, which means if you want to read a good fiction book when this thing comes out, there you go. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. More, of course, coming up from KJP. First, it is CW.
Wow.
That's my best Swedish.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow, you really are a meatball.
That's all I got, man.
Very good. Southbound I-97. Clear skies here, no fog, but heavy traffic forming up now right at the ramp at Route 32. Just a speed reduction right now. The fog is still around off the Bay Bridge over towards the Severn River Bridge. And then looked over on the eastern shore again. Some areas in Queen Anne's County, Talbot County, still with the very heavy fog. And that's still a factor. Went back up to check on the Tidings Bridge and the Hayden Bridge at the Susquehanna. And that fog is right there at the river. So that's an issue that you have to be prepared for. Nothing major on the Beltway. I looked at the BW Parkway. Don't see any problems there, but there are some areas on the Beltway which have filled in just a bit. But for right now, no big problems. The new wreck just came in, I-270 southbound at Montgomery Avenue coming into the Capitol Beltway. A couple of lanes are blocked there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. For your weekend, mild, mostly cloudy, high 85 today. Showers move in late tonight and storms on and off Saturday and Sunday. Right now, mostly cloudy, 67 in Forest Hill, 67 in Glen Burnie. Time for our mega movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, by now you've heard about the feud between President Trump and Elon Musk, which started on Monday, was initiated by Elon Musk. It was needless. It was unnecessary. Should have been handled privately, but no, he decided to go public with it, thus putting himself in the same category as Omarosa and Anthony Scaramucci. That's tough company for the SpaceX Tesla owner. But Trump talked about how he was disappointed with Elon Musk yesterday.
And he never had a problem until right after he left. And if you saw the statements he made about me, which I'm sure you can get very easily, it's very fresh on tape. He said the most beautiful things about me. And he hasn't said bad about me personally, but I'm sure that'll be next. But I'm very disappointed in Elon. I've helped Elon a lot. A lot of good things are happening in this room. And I'll tell you, he's not the first. People leave my administration, and they love us. And then at some point they miss it so badly, and some of them embrace it, and some of them actually become hostile. I don't know what it is. It's sort of Trump derangement syndrome, I guess they call it. But we have it with others too. They leave, and they wake up in the morning, and the glamour's gone. The whole world is different, and they become hostile. I don't know what it is. Someday you'll write a book about it, you'll let us know.
Yeah. Yeah, and not everyone has been bamboozled by Elon Musk. Going all the way back to 2023, Stephen K. Bannon has smelled a rat when it comes to Musk, and yesterday he unloaded.
Elon Musk is working for himself. President Trump empowered him more than anyone's ever been empowered in this government, had his back, promoted this guy. And when people like me, who said, you're making a mistake, right? This is a bad guy. He's going to turn on you. He's not with us. He's also totally incompetent. And President Trump said, hey, give this guy a shot. And I trust President Trump's judgment enough to say, as people know, I backed off a little, right? Not a lot, I backed off a little. But it's not about observations. As soon as he didn't think he ran the deal or got the adoration, right? And that he was starting to be saying, where's the $1 trillion, right? What is this? He turned on President Trump. He turned on MAGA. But most importantly, he turned on the country and the American people. And President Trump just had enough of it.
Yeah.
And he forced his way back in to have like some last day. They didn't want to do that. But fine. And then as soon as President Trump comes out today, and President Trump saying it in the nicest way possible about the bill, right? The bill, ba-bing, ba-bang, ba-bang. The guy gets up and starts tweeting the most vicious stuff you could tweet. So all the fanboys defend this. He accused President Trump of basically being a group with those pedophiles on the island. He called for the president to be impeached and J.D. Vance to take his role.
Yeah, and so that got pretty ugly, but fast. But now, of course, we've got Bill Ackman, another one of the tech bros, tweeting yesterday, I support Trump and Musk, and they should make peace for the benefit of our great country. We're much stronger together than apart. Elon Musk replied, you're not wrong. So it looks like there might be detente after this flare up, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. President Trump did make news yesterday in the Oval Office presser with the German Chancellor Merz, in which he talked about there's a deal with the Chinese communists.
I think we're in very good shape with China and the trade deal. We have a deal with China, as you know, but we were straightening out some of the points having to do mostly with rare earth magnets and some other things.
Yeah, you would think the stock market would take off hearing that news yesterday, but they were distracted by the Musk-Trump feud, but they're kind of dotting the I's, crossing the T's. My question is, why would you want to cut a deal with a country that is sending bioweapons into the United States and sending spies into our college campuses and universities?
That's a fair question.
Yeah.
How do you handle that situation?
Yeah.
You can't make them a pariah because it messes with lots of other people.
You do need at least to restore the U.S. economy. Maybe that's his goal, and Trump is always 2-3 steps ahead of everybody else, so we'll see what happens. He did call the AutoPen scandal, which, by the way, they're going to investigate now. Senators Grassley, Representative Comer announcing they're going to investigate this. He said it was a big scandal.
I think the biggest scandal of the last many years is the AutoPen, and who's using it. I happen to think I know, okay, because I'm here, and I'm not a big AutoPen person, fortunately. I'm glad. I'm very glad. It's an easy way out.
And as to the travel ban yesterday, why not Egypt? Why these countries, the 12 full bans and the 7 partial bans?
The Biden administration allowed some horrendous people, and we're getting them out one by one, and we're not stopping until we get them out.
There you have it. That's the way it went down. 138 days into the golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, 7:20, 20 minutes after the hour, more, of course, on KJP. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, surprising opinions authored by leftist justices at the Supreme Court. We'll take a look at Jamie Raskin putting his head between his legs and running away.
Run away!
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:22 Friday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot here with you from now till 9 o'clock this morning. Kim Klasick Live comes up after 9. She is off today. Andrew Langer is in for her.
Yeah, Professor Langer. By the way, the Biden staffers turning on Ms. Binder yesterday. Biden National Economic Council Technology and Competition Policy Advisor Tim Wu posted this on X saying that Jean-Pierre was kind of dumb and incoherent. He immediately took that down, deleted it. Axios reporter Alex Thompson reported that anonymous Biden officials trashing Jean-Pierre in the wake of her leaving the Democrats. Jean-Pierre's colleagues had thoughts about her and her book, one of the most ineffectual and unprepared people I've ever worked with. The amount of time that was spent coddling her was astronomical compared to our attention on actual matters of substance. In fact, if producers had sent over stuff for her to look over or correct. Discuss or respond to, if she wasn't prepared for it, she just ignored it. She just, if she did not have her binder, she didn't basically have the answer in front of her, she just refused to acknowledge it.
Well, that'd be fine if she were actually preparing the binder and was very technical. The problem is that she was not actually putting the binder together. Somebody else did, and who knows if it was technical or not, because she never bothered to read it. Which is, hey, it fits with the Biden administration, if you think about it, in the whole picture of things. 723 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. More on her coming up. First, though, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new incident, maybe right here at the ramp, I-70 westbound, exiting at Woodbine Road at Route 94. Not sure if it's a broken-down vehicle. Could be a minor wreck, but the state police are checking on that. In the meantime, the wreck on the Capitol Beltway still there. 270 southbound at Montgomery Avenue, and that's really the big problem right now. Everybody else, even locally on the Beltway on 695, good shape. JFX is clear. Some slowing, but nothing major at the Harbor Tunnels. 895 does have some brake lights as you're moving south of the O'Donnell Street ramp. Still some fog up around the Susquehanna River. If you're in that area, 95 and Route 40 heads up. And there's still some fog advisories and some late school openings over on the eastern shore. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, this is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
My bad. Chuck, did you get the email I sent from one of our listeners?
I did. Don't send me that anymore.
Why? It's a can of old frothing slosh.
Yeah.
The pale stale ale with a foam on the bottom. And it has, one of your poster girls on the can.
I saw that, yes. That's why I said don't send it anymore. Very, very upsetting. Very upsetting. What's the name of that beer again?
Old frothing slosh.
Oh, which is the German word for this tastes like
frothing slosh.
All right, see you in a couple of weather.
All right, see
you. The Weather Authority forecast via Fox 45. We've got more mild weather here. Mostly cloudy, high about 85 today. Showers move in later this evening. It's going to be a wet weekend. And right now we're at 68 and partly cloudy in Parkville, 68 in Severn. And coming up at 7:37, three unanimous decisions from the Supreme Court authored by justices from the left.
Yeah.
Wait to hear them. It's just incredible.
Yeah, it's just, it's amazing. It's as if somehow the pod people came and took away their liberal souls. They're actually doing stuff like, I don't know, the law. How curious is that? All right, one more from Scott Jennings on Karine Jean-Pierre. He not real fond of the young woman.
What she did in the last year, year and a half of the Biden administration, cheap fakes, the entire cover-up around the president's mental faculties, she was in the center of it. But Democrats deserve everything they're getting here for putting her in that job in the first place.
Absolutely. And as Paz points out, for years, 4 years, Joe Biden was unfit to serve. KJP knew it. And now she's trying to distance herself from her role in the greatest political scandal in U.S. history. She epitomized misinformation and disinformation. She should be held accountable for it. Well, you know, she wants you to know, Paz, that she's really thinking differently now. She wants all of us to stop thinking in such concrete terms. We gotta stop thinking just in little boxes.
I think we need to stop thinking in boxes and think outside of our boxes and not be so partisan. And the way that I see moving forward in this space that we're in right now is if you are willing to stand side by side with me, regardless of your political, how you identify politically, and as long as you respect the community that I belong to and vulnerable communities that I respect, I will be there with you.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes on the hillside, little boxes all the same.
I love the way she reinforces what she had to say about songs. Plus, it indicates you watched the entire season of Weeds. 727 Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, and again, she lasted all 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
That's a rarity in White House press secretary history. And the reason why she lasted all 4 years, when you hire somebody that checks all the boxes, you can't fire them because they check all the boxes.
Little ticky-tacky boxes.
Yeah.
You know, look, it's an amazing circumstance. One more from Scott Jennings, if I could. And that is that he takes a look now at this book coming out. You could tell he has her under his skin. It is just an irritant to him of major proportions.
Things we've learned in the last 2 years is that the two least credible sources of information in this world are the Gaza Health Ministry and Karine Jean-Pierre. And when she puts this book out, every single person who reads it, reviews it, or discusses it needs to remember that virtually everything she said about what was going on behind the scenes in the White House was an outright lie. And so when she puts a book out, I think we ought to treat it from a source that has a proven track record of lying from the podium of the White House to the American people.
How do you put it in a bookstore in a nonfiction section?
Right.
I mean, seriously.
That's true. I said 4 years. I think I forgot Jen Psaki Puppet was there in the first year, yeah. So it was the last three or four. But she had a really long run.
She was assistant to Psaki in the first year.
Right, exactly. So.
You know, it's amazing to think about what has gone on during that administration. It kind of takes you back on your heels, and you think the cumulative effect of the Biden administration is such a negative for this country. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, or your favorite song in the morning, or maybe conversations with old friends. It could be your dad, your mom, could be your brother, sister, your spouse, maybe a child. You know, losing your hearing, no matter what age, it's difficult. It takes its toll, physically, emotionally, socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for 45 years plus, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. 410-944-3100, online aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
7:30, coming up next, of course, Supreme Court opinions, surprising opinions from the left. Right now, news headlines, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Police say a suspect under arrest for a murder in Annapolis. William Harrison accused of killing Gregory Wells April 23rd, 1300 block of Tyler Avenue. Harrison charged with first and second degree murder, first and second degree assault, and firearms charges. He was taken into custody with the help of the PG County Police and the U.S. Marshal's Office. One person dead after a fiery crash in western Howard County. Accident involving a tractor trailer and a pickup truck. A pickup truck was hauling a trailer. It happened around 4 o'clock Thursday morning on eastbound I-70 near Sand Hill Road. Driver of the pickup truck pronounced dead at the scene. The tractor trailer driver was not injured. The cause of the crash under investigation. A former Maryland State Police trooper has now been sentenced for selling information to a drug trafficking organization. 35-year-old Justin Riggs will serve 6 years in federal prison after pleading guilty in February. He was part of an investigation into drug and gun trafficking in Western Maryland, and when he created a Facebook account in order to contact a drug target and offer to sell information about the informant. Maryland Congressman, Democrat Jamie Raskin, reintroducing a bill that he hopes will increase pet food donations to animal shelters. Raskin has revived the Bring Animals Relief and Kibble Act. That's the Bring Animals Relief and Kibble Act. BARK. With the help of Republican Congressman Young Kim of California, the law would prevent pet supply manufacturers and retailers from being sued when they donate pet food that's past its sell-by date. And the fuel spill cleanup continues downtown Inner Harbor East. 2,000 gallons of fuel leaked from the Johns Hopkins Hospital facility Wednesday. It turned the water red initially, but now there's just a sheen on the water, and they're still working on getting rid of that. 7:32, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick three lottery number, 973. Your pick 40773. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
There are some delays at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's a speed reduction only right around the O'Donnell Street curve, top of the hill to Keith Avenue, and then into the tunnel itself on 95 southbound. So from there, it's 5, 6, 7 minutes at the most with the traffic moving 895. About the same O'Donnell Street at the Old Harbor Tunnel with the lanes open. Parkville side of the Beltway is the heavy spot right now coming over from Harford Road and eventually over towards Providence Road. Lanes clear. The slowdown is right there at Harford Road. The inner loop of Green Spring looks good. The west side has been running okay. Whatever the incident was at I-70 at Route 94 now has been checked and cleared, and that ramp is back open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Heading toward the afternoon, mostly cloudy skies, a little bit cooler, but highs still in the mid-80s. Tracking our next weather maker, showers roll in late tonight, and then off and on showers and storms for Saturday and Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's no time like the present to get your HVAC system looked at. Ensure your home's comfort this season and let a BGE-certified technician service your equipment at no additional cost. Visit BGESmartEnergy.com/tuneup.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles played a little long ball yesterday with the Mariners.
Has thrown all year long.
No. Henderson making a bid. Tavares back at the wall. And the O's have gone back to back. A go-ahead home run by Gunnar Henderson.
Ben Wagner and the Hall of Famer Jim Palmer with the call on Masson. Henderson's round tripper proved to be the difference, and Brian Baker in the bullpen would protect it as the surging Birds notched their 6th in a row and 9th of their last 11, 4-3 yesterday over Seattle. After the game, manager Mancelino was asked if he felt something was going on around here.
I don't feel like we've ever not felt that. As crazy as it sounds, even when we got to 18 games or whatever, I think just because of the point of the calendar where we're at so early in the year, there's hope, right? And you kind of need one of these streaks to maybe solidify that a little bit. But
pardon me for this Morgan Freeman reference from The Shawshank Redemption.
Let me tell you something, my friend. Hope is a dangerous thing. Hope can drive a man insane.
But not in sports. Hope is what it's all about. A lot of action yesterday in Owings Mills. Rashad Bateman extended for 3 years, $36 million.
It's kind of how this league works. You get paid if you're doing the right things, on and off the field, and it's a respect thing. It's showing that the organization, believes in me. It's showing that, I believe in them.
Meanwhile, Super Bowl winning coach John Gruden was at practice yesterday. Chucky invited at the behest of John Harbaugh. The 61-year-old Gruden donned full Ravens gear, spoke to Baltimore's defense, and will talk to the team's offense today. That could be interesting. The Pacers beat OKC last night on a Tyrese Halliburton buzzer beater, 111-110. Indiana leads that series 1-0. More than a dozen former Indiana men's basketball players have accused former team physician Dr. Bradford Bamba of sexual assault during his tenure. And the Athletic now reporting that at least 10 more players plan to come forward. Bamba died in May. Some players have said that legendary Hoosiers coach Bobby Knight was aware of Bamba's alleged impropriety. And finally, the Belmont Stakes back at Saratoga tomorrow. While construction continues at Belmont Park, rain in the forecast both today and tomorrow. Preakness winner Journalism, the favorite at 8-5. Derby winner Sovereignty comes off at 2-1. The time now is 7:37. When we return, is the average fan being squeezed out?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Interesting poll in the Baltimore Sun this morning. Yes, polls. Love polls. Is the average fan being squeezed out? Basically, the poll was asking, are you good with the Ravens doing these renovations that they're doing at the stadium, which basically are catering to fans above average in terms of economics? And 60% said yes, that they were not too thrilled with it. Here's one interesting comment I just wanted to read. The days of watching an NFL game live as a family are over. Today, it's all about the money. I've been a permanent seat license holder, PSL holder at the bank, and this will probably be my last year.
Yeah.
You know, the average fan just really cannot afford it. Well, you know, even tickets up in the nosebleeds.
Yeah. Well, you're right. But I think what we've seen now, this is the trend, is moving towards a more corporate atmosphere. I've noticed that with the Stanley Cup playoffs with the Caps this year. They weren't as loud. They weren't as raucous and rocking the red. And the reason for that is I think you got a lot more corporations, businesses, buying blocks of tickets. And they,
suites, clubs, tickets.
Exactly. Yep. And so that has cut into the average fan there. I think the same thing is happening in NFL stadiums. The average ticket price for the Redskins, a home opener against the Giants, looked into that the other day, to get a decent seat. Not a great seat, not a bad seat. A decent seat is $250 a seat. And you got all these fees, like $70 of fees. Plus, you got to pay $100 in parking if you want to get on a lot. There, it's just and the Ravens are going to go through the same thing. And we're watching baseball prices go up. Baseball used to be, remember the $3 night at Memorial Stadium?
Yeah. Remember 10-cent beer night?
Yes. Those days are long
gone.
Isn't
it funny, the points of reference?
Yeah.
$3 night.
Beer
night.
Yeah, exactly.
Just interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting poll.
It's a Friday.
Yeah.
Gary's always got his party hat on.
Pretty much.
And his jacket's back, by the way.
That's right. What did you think of my Morgan Freeman reference?
I thought it was great.
Yeah, that was cool.
I've never Morgan heard Freeman. A better Morgan Freeman reference in a 7:30 newscast.
There you go.
Sportscast.
Yeah, sportscast.
All right. Very good. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Wow. Woke up this morning and saw three Supreme Court decisions, opinions, and all three were unanimous. In all three, the majority opinion was written by a leftist justice. First up is the Supreme Court rules unanimously in a ruling by Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson that a woman, a straight woman, claims that she was subjected to reverse discrimination. Yes. Because not only as she asked for a job, she was demoted, and a lesbian and a gay guy were promoted over her. So she sued. And initially, she was denied, but Ketanji Brown Jackson wrote that that the suit, the initial Sixth Circuit Court ruled that her claim couldn't go forward because she could show background circumstances to support her allegations of reverse discrimination. Well, the Supreme Court has a three-step test for discrimination claims. Justice Jackson wrote that intentional discrimination is based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. And she says a plaintiff must produce enough evidence to support an inference that the employer intended to discriminate. This is, generally, Jackson wrote, not a high bar. A plaintiff may satisfy it simply by presenting evidence that she applied for an available position for which she was qualified but was rejected under circumstances which give rise to an inference of unlawful discrimination. Then here comes the kicker. She said that in order to establish background circumstances to support a suspicion that the defendant is that an unusual employer who discriminates against the majority. Heretofore, we had always heard the minority.
Oh, you can't be a racist because.
But
you
now,
can't be discriminated against
Justice
because.
Ketanji Brown Jackson is saying you can be discriminated even if you're a member of the majority.
That's right.
So this is going to be interesting because what does this mean for affirmative action? What does this mean for DEI? You know, if you're passed over because of it, if you're not a DEI hire or you don't get a scholarship because of affirmative action, this ruling might impact the FIRE. It may kill unintentionally, DEI, because now you can be a member of the majority and be discriminated against, according to this ruling.
Well, you know, it's nice to say, and of course, nobody's going to overrule that ruling, Sean. It's the Supreme Court. You're not talking a district or a circuit court.
No, they can go back, and the Supreme Court could revisit it in the future.
Yeah, well, I suppose, yeah. But it's not damn likely.
Not likely.
I mean, I think we've reached we're now past the high water mark of post-World War II liberalism.
Right.
And I think that we're seeing those waters begin to recede. We're seeing it all over the world. We're beginning to see it here as well. Donald Trump is basically pushing those waters back, and the MAGA movement pushing those waters back to a sense of balance where if you achieve because of your hard work, you are rewarded. If you achieve because you're the boss's grandson or second cousin or next-door neighbor's kid, less so.
The Supreme Court also ruled on the side with a Catholic social ministry group over their tax exemption in a unanimous opinion by Justice Sonia Sotomayor. The justices agreed with the Catholic Social Ministry Group that the denial of the tax exemption constituted religious discrimination. And Kagan also wrote in a unanimous opinion defending gun manufacturers in the United States from a Mexican lawsuit that they were deliberately making guns to appeal to the cartels. So three unanimous opinions offered by the leftists. Wow. Justices, I'm telling you, folks, I've never seen it before. It is one for the ages. It is the Trump effect, for sure.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM-680, our telephone number, so make that call right now because got around 60 seconds. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
I brought you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 back River Neck Road in Essex. A little bit of fog still lingering here at the Severn River Bridge, but it's having no impact at all on the traffic right there at the street level, so we're doing fine. Morning backup is there, I-97 southbound at Route 32. That's the normal delay. The fog much better now. Most areas of the eastern shore looking at 404 State Road 50 down through there. All the lanes are open and the visibility is much better than it was. Even the fog has lifted a little bit now at the Tidings Bridge for that traffic along I-95. Some slowing at both the harbor tunnels. Again, nothing major there. The Beltway Parkville side has been the heavy spot right now between Hartford Road and Providence Road on the outer loop. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. They'll check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop in, see Bernie today, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And, of course, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast going to be mild, mostly cloudy today, high of 85. And then the rains come tonight, and all weekend long expect showers on and off. Right now, partly cloudy, 69 in Middle River, 69 in Edgewater. Time to choose your fake news, three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you'll be the winner. We've got a WCBM 100th anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug to award if Jimmy in Northeast Pennsylvania can correctly identify the fake news story. Good morning, Jimmy.
Morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Last, please.
Last. Okay. Good luck to you. We haven't had a winner in a while, so we want to make sure we go out on a winning note. And then there's Chuck. Starting 2 weeks from tonight, folks. Get your tickets right now, WCBM.com. First annual WCBM Crab Feast. And
I'll
Chuck
be landing at 9 o'clock at BWI that morning, so watch out.
Chuck Roast.
Yes.
Story one, a Texas woman posing as an illegal alien was arrested and scheduled for deportation until she was later identified as a U.S. citizen. Turns out, the liberal reporter from the Houston Chronicle was trying to infiltrate the system to write an article, an expose, from inside the ICE detention facility when a colleague of hers outed her and she was released.
That's nice.
Story two, Amazon working on technology to have your packages delivered by humanoid robots. They say it could be ready for real-world testing soon. You probably shouldn't hold your breath, but Amazon robotic chief technologist Ty Brady says they are expecting the humanoid robots to deliver in the next year.
They're going to be walking down the street?
Yes, they will.
That scared the hell out of me.
I guess the truck will park in a central location, then you'll find five humanoid robots get out and deliver packages all over the neighborhood.
Central location means in the middle of the road, blocking all the traffic.
Exactly right.
Just like the human driver.
Well, they do that anyway, right.
Hey, Chuck, they'll be singing Do I Diddy Diddy all the whole day.
That's right. Story number three, Nucleus Genomics. In its infinite wisdom, has revealed a $6,000 analysis of embryos, which can reveal certain factors like likelihood of age-related diseases, height, and IQ. It basically would allow prospective parents using in vitro to go window shopping for the best possible baby. Mm. That's as dystopian as you can get.
I always thought in vitro was an opera singer or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that could be en vitro. Who knows? Like En Vogue.
Yes, it's true.
Story one, ICE arrest illegal. Turns out to be a liberal reporter trying to write an expose. Story two, Amazon humanoid robots are on the way. Or story three, baby window shopping from a new company. Cost you $6,000. All right, we will start with Mr. Whitaker.
Well. Bruce, are you making fun of me?
No, I would never. I would never.
He's trying to get in your head.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, yeah. Which, sure. You know, there's a lot of room in there.
He's like coming to a gunfight with an ice pick. Two, please.
One for two. Bruce.
Wasn't it Molly Pitcher who pretended she was, I think it was a reporter's name, pretended she was insane in order to go into the various asylums in New York a long time ago? A reporter for some New York news. I think the name she used was Molly Pitcher. I think that's probably a true story. And the the embryo thing, yeah, that's true. I'm with Chuck on this one. I think the humanoid robots sound way too much like some kind of centralized traffic thing or something, you know?
Kristen.
I do feel like it would cause a problem, but I could see them at least studying it and planning on it. I think they're all true, but if I have to pick one, I'm going to say three, just out of ethical reasons.
All right, Kristen goes for story number three. Jimmy in Northeast PA.
I think the one about the reporter is fake.
All right. Okay. Jimmy, all across the board here today, so we'll see who is right. Story number two, Chuck and Bruce select that. The humanoid robots, yeah, they're on the way. That is a true story, according to Jeff Bezos.
I'm sorry, I like him.
Of course, a lot of plastic going into those humanoids.
Yeah.
Almost as much as his partner.
I knew you were going there. I knew it!
Story number three. Kristen voted for that. Unfortunately, that's here. It's here now. That's a true story. Jimmy, you are correct. That story number one is our fake news story of the day. So congratulations. Wow. We do go off with a winner. We'll put you on hold, tell you how to get your prize. Congratulations. Yeah. And Chuck is still trying to figure out what happened. Well, which is par for the course. Pardon the
Control the rest of my day, Mr. Casey. It doesn't really matter.
I think you reflect on it. I think
I think it eats away at him,
especially for the weekend. If he wins on a Friday, he's feeling good about himself. He'll stop by maybe Buffet City.
I think it costs him three strokes.
Grab a pickup order and then a big bottle of Colt 45, and then he'll go home and celebrate.
Say this: it's 7:50 right now. It's 7:50 and 30 seconds. It's gone out of my head.
No, I think not. I think
most thoughts don't land there very long anyway.
My prediction is it's going to be inside your head, and like on the 11th hole when you're playing tomorrow, you're going to shank a putt, and you'll say, damn it. Sorry, Chuck, that's simply what we see happening.
And I'm going to ring your cell phone if that happens on the 11th hole. I'm going to call you up, and you ain't going to like it.
Okay, then.
Okay, boy. Put it on silent.
Thank you. See you in a couple. Okay. 7:51, 9 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. You can join us here. Top of the hour. We're going to take a look at lawmakers now. Still calling for changes at the DJS. Don't they understand that it's Governor Moore that's the problem, not Vinny Schiraldi? So maybe they'll get the message if they're listening to the show today. James Carville, the Democrats have an anti-Semitism problem. A little bit later on, the story, the huge bombshell story that nobody is talking about, it's agro-terrorism here in the United States. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hi, John Casey here. Get ready for the ultimate Maryland mashup. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Friday, June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, all-you-can-laugh as we roast our buddy Chuck Whitaker with no mercy. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry and bring your sense of humor. Let's make it a big night to remember, the WCBM Crab Feast and first ever Chuck Roast.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Again, we mentioned this early, but it's something that we should remember, even if we're not of that generation. And that is, today is the 81st anniversary of D-Day, where as you head to Ocean City this weekend, your day on the beach will have been paid for by their day on the beach way back when. Because without the brave American men, and of course men from Britain and elsewhere who landed Australia and so forth on D-Day, we would be speaking German and have a very different kind of situation we're living in. So today, again, 81 years ago. Now, not many of us are around now who were around then, but there are still a handful of individuals.
I have no desire to go to France whatsoever, but that is one area that I would visit, would be Normandy. And I understand from people, Nina was telling me he went with one of his cousins, and love Americans in that small section of France. The rest of France, not so much.
753, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, a man who loves French food. Italian food,
Spanish French
food,
fries,
Greek food, free food,
French,
Chef Whitaker.
French baguettes.
Yeah, French baguettes.
I know a couple of baguettes.
That's
right.
You saw him perform at the TikTok club, whatever.
Shopping baguettes? No, just looking.
Yeah, you were at the wigwam when the baguettes were there.
How about the French Army rifle on eBay? Never fired, dropped once.
Oh, there goes the French embassy phone call right there.
Oh, to hell with them. We pulled their ass out of the fire twice, and they don't like us. Get out of here. Shut up.
Tell us what you really think, Chuck.
That's all right. Let's just get right to it. The BW Parkway here crossing the Beltway. Actually, it's the other way around. It's the Beltway crossing the BW Parkway. Get it right, Chuck. In that area, everybody's still okay on both the inner and the outer loop. JFX, you're fine. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm getting out of here. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. A mild day today, mostly cloudy, 85. Showers move in late tonight. Storms on and off Saturday and Sunday. Partly cloudy, 71 in Arnold. It is 69 in Parkville. And you're up to date here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
It's always kind of rewarding to see local political figures, state political figures, doing things that are significant, that matter, that make us all a better society. And then, of course, there's what Jamie Raskin's doing. Raskin introduced this reintroduced what's called the BARC Act, which stands for what again? It's something, 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 kibble. Oh, bring animals relief and kibble. Which is intended to give food to animals and protect people.
Well, let's be honest here. They have no ideas. There's no strategy. They have no leadership.
You kidding me? This is significant.
This is all they can do right now is these meaningless pieces of legislation that you don't really need. It's just make work.
Yep. But you know what? This is a way of animals getting kibble. At least that stuff that he leaves behind, it doesn't want himself. However, yesterday, he was actually stopped by a reporter on the street and asked a question about real news. Well, let's hear how it went.
Some of the progressives in the Democratic caucus, like Omar Tlaib, they've been very outspoken about Israel, anti-Israel. What's your take on that? Do you think they got to turn down the rhetoric and kind of calm the waters a little bit when it comes to that?
All right, you're changing the subject there. I don't want to talk about foreign policy. I think everybody should focus that we've got to stop hate violence, hate crime, and terrorism here and all over the world. So, thanks so much.
Okay, that's it, right? The visual is hilarious because at that moment, he turns on his heel and runs away.
Get away!
The reporters
walk away. Just ignore them.
Just walk away. The reporters left standing there like, what the heck just happened here? So he wouldn't answer the question. And rather than finesse it and try something else, he realized he was out of fuel. Out
don't
of
you
ammo.
Know,
time to go.
He's a constitutional attorney, so if you don't ask him a constitutional question, he's out of his element.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, to me, I laughed out loud when I saw that. I thought the soundbite was good, but boy, I tell you, I'll post the video. You guys can see it. I'm being up there later on this morning. Jamie Raskin deciding, oh my, I can't answer another question. I got to run away. And Monty Python popped to mind right away because that's the kind of perverse mind I have. All right. It's also up on the Hill. Nancy Pelosi once again confirming why day drinking is not good for you.
This special order is, thank you, doctor, colleague, physician. Now, that's what looks people who need it most, and giving it to those who need it less. The bill. This is shameful, and it is a fraud, and it's a shame.
Yeah, it is.
Veterans, seniors, the disabled, children, and working families with health care fraud. She has a trachostomy. What do you say? How do you say this? Trachostomy?
Tracheostomy.
When Trump was president before, I said his name, and the Republicans were in power.
There's nothing quite as funny as an ostomy bag. I'll tell you. When she begins to laugh after somebody with an ostomy bag, you realize she's three sheets to the wind.
Yeah, somebody did a piece. I saw it online the other day about Nancy Pelosi, Barbara Boxer, and Dianne Feinstein. All entered office basically poor. Yeah. They really
didn't. They're rich now.
They didn't have a pot to pee in. Wait till you see if I can find the article, I'll post it, where they live now. And how much money they have made after they left the Senate, and it's absurd. That's where we need congressional reform.
Nancy Pelosi, whose husband mysteriously became very wealthy, bidding on contracts that she happened to approve. But of course, there's no pillow talk going on there. Yeah. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you right now. Homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory and the great rate they may have on their current home. Now, if this sounds like you, you're sitting at home, you're like, it's fine. You know, it's a good home. But what if you can find your dream home? I mean, your dream home at a rate somewhere in the mid-fours. Would you go for it? Well, if you're like an awful lot of us, you would say, absolutely, I will go for it. It sounds amazing. Well, if you want that to happen, you got to talk to Vinny Steele. Vinny Steele has the answers to your questions. If you need to sell but you're worried about finding your next home, when you work with Vinny Steele, you're granted access to his exclusive off-market properties instead of searching through all those aged properties online that have been picked over by all the other buyers. Ask Vinny about his unique certified pre-owned program. Call him right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty.
It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Could some fence mending be in order today between President Trump and Elon Musk? Reports are circulating the two may have a talk following their very public and very ugly online falling out. The president's Ivy League dispute continues winding its way through the courts.
A federal judge is temporarily blocking President Donald Trump's proclamation that banned foreign students from entering the U.S. to attend Harvard University. Trump issued the proclamation Wednesday, and the judge blocked it late Thursday after Harvard filed a legal challenge.
Correspondent Donna Warder says foreign students make up about a quarter of Harvard's student body, and the school would take a big financial hit without them. Hundreds of Russian missiles and drones rained down on Ukraine overnight, said to be one of the largest aerial attacks of the three-year war. In the Ukrainian capital, at least four people, including three emergency responders, were killed.
Search and rescue operations are underway at several locations. Multiple explosions were heard for hours in Kyiv, where falling debris sparked fires across several districts as air defense systems attempted to intercept incoming targets, says Tymur Dukashenko, head of the Kyiv City Administration. In turn, Ukraine's human rights chief Dmytro Luhanets calls for a strong international response to Russia's latest overnight attack, saying the assault violates basic human rights. I'm Charles DeLavisma.
If the experts have it right, the May jobs report will show a big slowdown in hiring from April. We'll find out later in the hour. The government will be releasing the May employment report. The 81st anniversary of D-Day, landing of almost 160,000 Allied troops on the beaches of Normandy. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 130 points, NASDAQ futures 93 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talk to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
8:03 Friday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new problem on I-97. The report of the accident is northbound between the ramp at Route 50. And then coming up towards the bridge at 178. I can tell you this is south of 178 because the traffic south of the bridge at 178 is looking at it as well. So we have a backup coming off the ramp from 50 westbound, and now the traffic southbound coming down from Route 32 is jammed up right here at the bridge where it crosses over at 178. So there's definitely a problem on both the north and the southbound side. And I do see some traffic coming northbound. So we're getting some lanes by, but in the meantime, you'll have a delay south of 32. You'll have a delay on the ramp from 50 westbound. If you're going to be just east of Towson, the new wreck, Cromwell Bridge Road, right at the ramp at 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Heading toward the afternoon, mostly cloudy skies. A little bit cooler, but high still in the mid-80s. Tracking our next weather maker, showers roll in late tonight, and then off and on showers and storms for Saturday and Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, you're taking a look at temperatures that are beginning to warm. We're going to be a hot day today and a beautiful day tomorrow as we move through the next 24 to 48 hours. Right now, it's 66 degrees in Aberdeen. Downtown Baltimore, it's still 71. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The fuel spill cleanup continues in Baltimore's Harbor East community. 2,000 gallons of fuel leaked from a Johns Hopkins Hospital facility Wednesday, and that flowed into the harbor and turned the water red because of an additive. Now, the water is no longer looking red. However, there is a sheen on the surface, along with the odor of fuel. Maryland AG Anthony Brown has won a court order that temporarily blocks the Trump administration's attempts to dismantle AmeriCorps. In April, Brown co-led a coalition of 23 other AGs and the governors of Kentucky and Pennsylvania to challenge his action. The admin wants to eliminate nearly 90% of the AmeriCorps workforce, cancel its contracts, and close 400 million dollars worth of AmeriCorps supported programs. Police say a suspect under arrest for a murder in Annapolis, William Harrison, accused of killing Gregory Wells, April 23rd, 1300 block of Tyler Avenue. Harrison charged with first and second degree murder, first and second degree assault, and firearms charges. Lottery numbers from last night, your pick 3, 973, your pick 4, 0773, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. The Word of God goes out and does not return void. Take that, cancel culture. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Take that, too. 700 years before the birth of Christ, the prophet Isaiah uttered those promises, and they stand just as strong and just as true today as they did then. And nothing on God's green earth can change that, cancel culture or not. It may not yet be evident to the man in the street, but at its core, the cancel culture is targeting God and the Bible, as well as all of God's people in the free world. Satan and his henchmen have a one-world order in the their sights, and their liberty and inalienable rights given all people by God are standing in their way. Because this is a global affront by the devil, don't expect it to stop. He has momentum, and his time is running short. And although the world itself is destined to one day go up in flames, Jesus has assured his church that the gates of hell should not prevail against it. This is Pastor David Lewis at A Moment of Truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Bird's hot streak continued yesterday under clear skies in Seattle. 4-3 was the final on back-to-back home runs from Adley Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson in a 3-run six. Zach Eflin, the beneficiary, a quality start, his fifth in seven decisions.
Left a couple pitches up that got hurt, but other than that, it was just a great win for us, and it was a great way to finish the series and take all that momentum into Sacramento.
And it starts tonight in the capital city, 10:05 p.m. Dean Kramer taking the hill for Baltimore. The Ravens busy yesterday in Owings Mills, extending Rashad Bateman for three more years, while defensive coordinator Zach Orr was gushing about his defense.
I'm excited about the young group that we brought in, man. I think that Eric and his staff did a great job of identifying talent, and I think most importantly, Ravens, man, like guys that really love football, love to grind, love to compete, man. So I'm excited.
And they're going to try to compete against Aaron Rodgers, who is now a member of the AFC North. He signed a deal yesterday with the Pittsburgh Steelers. NBA Finals last night, Game 1. Tyrese Halliburton trying to answer the question, how many buzzer beaters can a guy hit?
The Pacers with a chance to win it. Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving. Pulls off, jump shot. It's good! With 3/10 of a second remaining!
Mike Breen with the call on ESPN, and the answer is 4. That was Tyrese Halliburton's fourth buzzer beater in the NBA playoffs this year. The Pacers overcome a 15-point fourth-quarter deficit, and they beat OKC 111-110. Coming up in 30 minutes, looking for value at the Belmont. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family-owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Time number three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM, in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. And coming up in this hour, of course, we've got the biggest bombshell story of the week. It's been totally ignored by the media, and that's the agro-terrorism being sponsored by the Chinese Communist Party in this country. James Carville, the Democrats, once again, have an anti-Semitism problem within their midst. Top story here for you today is, once again, lawmakers here in the state of Maryland calling for changes at the DJS. This after a number of stories. We did the story earlier of the 17-year-old with prior arrests for car theft and armed robbery, arrested again for a bunch of break-ins at a strip mall in West Baltimore. And now we find out Howard County Police announced the arrest of three 16-year-olds on various charges amid an ongoing investigation. The stories of auto thefts there. The teenagers face a range of charges, including auto theft, weapons violations, and ammunition possession. Not about you, Bruce, but when I was 16, those kinds of things just didn't even enter the mind.
No.
You know?
No.
Just...
No. Well, the only thing that entered my mind was, could I sneak a little bit of my dad's scotch when he wasn't watching?
Yeah.
That was it.
Not that we were angels, but clearly, that is, we got a problem. We got a parenting problem.
Wow, yes.
We have an education problem. We have a family problem. And here we have a problem. And look, I understand the lawmakers, like Delegate Ryan Naraki. We'll hear from him in just a second. They're focusing all on Vinny Schiraldi. And I made that mistake, too. For the longest time. But it is now clear to me, as I've said repeatedly, he's not the problem. The problem is Governor Wes Moore.
is that one person is not responsible for the record drops that we have seen in violent crime. One person is not responsible for individual incidents or increases. This is a team effort. I'm confident making sure that our team gets the job done. And I'm willing to make any adjustments that are necessary and required to make sure that our communities are safe.
But you're the captain of the team.
Yeah.
You're the leader of the team. You are the manager of the team. And the team is failing. The team, according to Delegate Naraki, the team and the system is broken.
I think we need to say that the system is broken, that the person that's sitting in the top seat inside of that system needs to go. We need to demonstrate that to the public, and the governor needs to demonstrate that to the public, that we need a big change.
The entire system needs to be looked at.
Law enforcement.
But he's just simply doing a poor job, and the governor needs to change leadership there.
And community members all weighing in.
Governor Moore needs to fire Vincent Schiraldi, head of DJS, because it starts at the top. The head of DJS, you know, he has implemented these changes within DJS, and they've taken public safety and thrown it out the window.
That's Fox 45's Jessica Babb. She was interviewing Delegate Naraki, Delegate Mark Fisher, Sheriff Jim DeWeese, and a local resident. And you heard that they need to fire Schiraldi. But that's not going to make a damn bit of difference.
No.
Because the person that's going to hire the person that replaces Schiraldi shares the same mindset, shares the same ideology.
Think about it from Schiraldi's point of view. Your boss keeps telling you, you're doing a great job. I'm standing behind you. That, you know, I'm proud of what you're doing, and we have the right approach here. You're not going to think, oh, I'm in trouble. I better change my approach. You can keep doing exactly what the guy was complimenting you for. And if that's what Schiraldi's doing, then you can't blame Schiraldi for trying to be a good employee.
Yeah, because you
look at his boss and say, where are you on this?
This is the same guy that they ran out of Rikers Island in New York because of the problem. Same guy that ran out of D.C. that was inviting Utes over to his house for barbecues who then proceeded to escape.
Yes, they just left.
Okay. But remember, he brings out-of-state donors into the state of Maryland. He had a book deal with Westmore. So Westmore hired him knowing about his baggage. The problem was Westmore. That is the problem, and that's where the pressure should be applied.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBO. I'm so excited about the Chuck Roast, which is coming up around the corner, that it gives me great pleasure once again to introduce the man, the legend, the best traffic reporter I've ever worked with this morning, Chuck Whitaker.
This morning. Very good. There was a setup. I was getting ready to start crying there for a minute. I-97, the wreck was just north of the ramp at Route 50, all in the shoulder now. So everybody's kind of cleared themselves out. Even the backup here at I-97 at Route 32 coming south is gone. Everybody from 178 is good. The ramp traffic from 50 westbound to I-97 has cleared itself out. New problem, Capitol Beltway vehicle fire may be fully involved. Interloop at Old Georgetown Road. So that's going to affect the traffic coming up from the American Legion Bridge. Apparently there's a big wreck now at the roundabout on Route 30 in Hempstead, and medevac has been called. There's a lot of medic units there, a lot of activity going on here. Baltimore County arriving with more equipment on the scene there. New wreck in Pikesville, Reisterstown Road just south of the Beltway. Baltimore County had the wreck on Cromwell Bridge Road right at 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild and mostly cloudy, 85 the expected high. It's going to get rainy tonight and all weekend long, sad to say. But right now, 72 and sunny in the city. It is 71 in Dundalk. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Gentlemen, 8:15 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCB. And once again, it's time for us to find out which lefty has lost it. And boy, has he ever. Let's please enter the big top. Grab your seats. Focus your attention on the center ring and watch as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left. Makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and outsteps. Wow, here he is, Senator Chris Murphy, who doesn't seem to be wired to the same kind of circuitry the rest of us seem to be wired to, but that's okay, I guess.
The actual agenda here is to steal from us. The actual agenda is to steal from regular Americans in order to pad the pockets of the rich. So what does this bill do? It actually costs money for 40% of the American public. You get poorer if you are in the bottom 40%, and the richest families get a tax cut of $270,000. Okay? Nobody wants that. That's super unpopular.
Really? Now, let's look at the numbers real quickly. 40%, the bottom 40%, we are told, are now going to get poorer. How would that be? Because without the bill, all that 40%, plus the rest of us, will have their taxes raised. So exactly how does it make them poorer? Oh, wait, you're probably talking about the loafers who are on Medicaid, able-bodied, there are almost 5 million of them, who choose to not go to work because they're getting the government dollar. Well, if you're going to get the government cheese, you're going to go ahead and have to work the government job, folks. It's simply the way we see it here. But Chris, you want to go ahead and distort your numbers, you go ahead. You'll find people who believe you, but not those of us who reside in this reality where the sky is blue and the grass is green and not the other way around. Now, please, get back in the clown car and get out of here.
Yeah, we reported the other day about the 62% on the Medicaid that are able-bodied.
Yes.
And the 66% on food stamps that are able-bodied. So, again, I understand you're down on your luck and you need a little bit of a hand up. Great.
Not a problem.
But you should work for it. I understand if you're disabled and there's an inability to work. I get that. But that's what it's designed for, is for people that fall through the cracks of the social safety net. Yeah. And that's what we need to do. And the other is that, as I said earlier in the show, over in the Senate, hopefully they will bring more cuts into the One Big Beautiful Bill. Because if they were completely to remove the Green Raw Deal, the Inflation Reduction Act, which only 60% of that has been removed in the current bill that came over from the House, they would save, are you ready? $500 billion. They would cut an additional $500 billion from the bill. And to me, that would be a slam dunk. Then you'd have Musk happy, Trump would be happy, Republicans would be happy, only the Democrats would be sad, and that's the goal here.
Exactly.
Mike and Bel Air, good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Fine, sir. Thanks.
Good. I was calling about Mr. Raskin and his, it's a noble cause to get people to donate or, have the companies donate to the shelters and stuff like that. Most of the shelters won't even use the food. There's a problem there with the out-of-date product. A lot of dog food has oils inside of it. And the reason why they put a out-of-date product or best used by is because those oils start to turn rancid. So old dog food is not good for dogs, period.
Yeah. You're right about that. And most dog food is junk.
Oh, yeah. You look at the ingredient
list. I could mention the name, and it would.
No, I don't want to mention any names, but they're very...
I won't do it.
I fully understand people who, because they have the opportunity, decide to make the dog food themselves because they know what's going into it. I understand that mindset completely, but you go and you buy pretty much any old dry dog food.
Right.
And look at the ingredients.
Yeah.
Look at what's first. Look at what's, if they say, oh, it's lamb. Well, it's the 27th ingredient.
There's an old rule for that. The first five items on the bag should be real items. It shouldn't be salt. It should.
Well, right. Go ahead and just not for just for dogs. Look for human consumption. Look what's in our food.
Yeah.
That we're consuming. You need to look at those too, because there's a lot of stuff. I go for simplest ingredients. For instance, if I want a potato chip, I want potatoes, salt, and avocado oil, preferably. Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing else. I don't want anything else in my potato chips. I mean, that's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Okay, but you can do the same thing for dogs and human consumption.
Mike, same thing with Skittles for me, Sean. Same thing exactly.
Skittles are actually really, really bad for you. Really bad.
But I want to make sure nothing else is in them beyond a Skittle.
Okay, but they are really a lot of red dye, a lot of dyes in that.
First ingredient.
Too much sugar, preservatives, chemicals. You might as well just have a petroleum drop. It's 8:20. You're listening to the Morning Drive with Casey
Genuine
and Elliott.
Skittle,
exactly.
I'm telling you.
Joining us right now, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty company. Good morning, Vinny.
Morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Same Friday. Look, I thought it was an interesting last week. You were telling us, about Zillow Showcase and how that might be helpful for home sellers looking to get an advantage in this, what is becoming a shifting real estate market.
Yes, Sean. You know, with the recent inventory increase that we've been talking about, sellers are going to benefit from unique programs that separate their home from all the other available homes. And real estate's really simple. You know, it's supply and demand. So it makes sense that the real estate company that creates the most demand for your home is going to be able to get you the best price and terms.
Yeah, Vinny, that being the case, it sounds like the days of hiring a real estate agent to put the home on the market, put it on the MLS, throw up a sign on the ground, and then run a couple of ads on social media. It sounds like those days are done.
You know, Bruce, I would say it's definitely not over, but it's just not as effective in this type of market. Marketing is key to be able to get you maximum exposure to your home. So you are the first home that buyers see when they go out searching.
What if I'm a seller out there and my agent says, oh, don't worry, you're going to be on Zillow either way. Mm-hmm. So what's the difference between a regular Zillow listing and Zillow Showcase?
Well, Sean, there's an absolute huge difference. You know, a standard listing on Zillow gets mixed with the masses, so there's nothing to make your home stand out from the crowd. With Zillow Showcase, Zillow will actually send out information about your home directly to motivated buyers that are looking for homes similar to yours. In addition to that, your home is going to stand out on the Zillow map with a special graphic. You appear at the top of the buyer search results. And as a result of that, our sellers are getting 80% more views, likes, and saves.
Man, to be at the top of the list and selling your, I mean, that's massive. I can see how all that extra marketing is going to have an impact and give a seller even more opportunities to get the most money for their home.
Yeah, Bruce, you know, on average, Zillow showcased homes are selling for 2% more money over non-showcased homes. So if your agent is not showcasing your home on Zillow, you may want to consider an alternative. The program is only limited to 10% of the homes in a given market, so space is very limited. So if you want to lock in your spot on Zillow Showcase, even if you're not thinking about selling until a little bit later in the year, you can call or text me today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I know this guy. It might be a good alternative.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Vinny.
Something like this.
Steel. Yeah.
Exactly. Vinny, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you
all
next
Friday. Guys, we appreciate it.
It's Vinny Steel, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515.
823, Talk Radio 680, WCVM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
You know, we just kind of cruised around for a while without any big problems, and now the word is there's a wreck. Yep, looking at it live, just brought it up. Outer Loop, Herring Parkway, at least the right side of the roadway is affected. It looks like now there may be two lanes getting by to the inside, so anybody there at Hartford Road coming over to Herring, you'll definitely have to be on the left side of the roadway when you get to the bridge at Old Hartford Road. So that's the new problem on the Beltway, and this is a big one, so it looks like it's going to be here for a while. Several vehicles are involved. The other big wreck at the roundabout in Hempstead on Route 30, the medevac was going to be landing there. Medic units also on the scene along with Baltimore County. The wreck was inside the Beltway, apparently between the Beltway and Reisterstown Road and Old Court Road for the traffic coming through that area. And a vehicle fire reported about 15 minutes ago on the Capitol Beltway on the inner loop at Old Georgetown Road in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild day today, cloudy, high 85. Showers move in later this evening, and we have showers on and off Saturday and Sunday. Sunny right now, 72 in Severn, and it's 71 in Stevensville. Dr. Mike Allen, Bonehead Economist, is with us again. Good morning, Dr. Allen.
Well, good morning. I was listening to you earlier the previous hour, and I heard you talking about the Department of Juvenile Services and how Schiraldi is not really the issue, it's governor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it makes all kinds of sense. I hadn't thought about it the way you brought it out. It seems to me that there is a person that's running in the primary for governor, Ed Hale Sr., that may be the answer to our problem. What do you think?
Oh, well, yeah, we've had Ed Hill on, and I know he's been on with Kim in the past, and we've even mentioned the possibility that maybe folks should register as Democrats for the Democrat primary and vote for Ed Hale, and then they could re-register as a Republican for the general. You know, that was the old Rush Limbaugh Operation Chaos.
Is that allowed in the state of Maryland?
Can yes. You do that? Yes, you can do that. Absolutely.
I hadn't even known that.
Yeah. So, look, there's, I think, a Green Party candidate also challenging. I can't remember his name at the moment. The name has escaped me. I apologize for that. But, and the Republican, of course, we have a Republican candidate. John Myrick is the Republican candidate. We've had him on a couple times as well. But, so I think, Dr. Allen, where it's coming from really is nobody can be this incompetent, can be this bad. And stay on their job, unless, of course, the boss is 100% behind
them. Boss likes you. You can be as big a screw-up as you can possibly be.
And that's why the problem. And again, I don't necessarily think Wes Moore believes this stuff. But this is the progressive Marxists who control Annapolis and the state right now. This is their whole, going all the way back to juvenile justice reform. The Child Interrogation Protection Act with Senator Jill Carter, Senator Will Smith, Delegate Clippinger, the rest of them. They want to get it. They don't want to send any brown or black people to jail ever, no matter what they do. And the ones that are already there, they want to make sure they get out extra early. And so this is the mindset now. This is the ideology that infects. There is no law and order in Maryland anymore.
Correct.
They don't want to send kids that commit these crimes any consequences to it. They want to be more California than California.
But we have law. We don't have order. There's no, as you just noted, there's no consequence. A law is on the books. But if there's no consequence for violation of that law, or if the consequence is piddly and nobody cares about it, then you can continue to have people who basically flout the law. It'll be observed in the breach is what the term is. Mm-hmm. And the idea somehow that we can get through as a society by allowing the continuing violation of the sense of general order. I'm not talking about totalitarianism or anything. I'm talking about we have to have some sense that left is left, right is right, up is up, down is down, and with some sense of the order of the natural universe. And that includes you do bad stuff, there's a consequence to bad stuff. We don't have that right now.
We haven't seen that for the last 4 years with the Biden administration.
Correct.
Either.
And look, I don't really care what color you are, what your background is, but can you tell me what the difference is between a 17-year-old white, black, brown individual and an 18-year-old that does carjacking or armed robbery?
12 months.
That's it. And you can't tell me that the 17-year-old doesn't know what they're doing is wrong versus the 18-year-old. And that's the problem I've always had. The age of reason is what, 7? Is that what they usually say? I've heard that. Nobody is advocating that a 7. And Mike, Dr. Allen, thanks for your call. Nobody's advocating that a 7-year-old go to jail. But I do think there have to be consequences for the 7-year-old. The very first time that child commits a crime or a horrific act, they need to be held accountable for it so they'll know they'll never do it again.
Sean, the idea somehow that we can get through as a society without having parents teach their children right for wrong, and somehow the village will take care of it, is the most idiotic thing I've ever seen.
I would agree. Tim Kyle is wanting me to remind you that right now as we head into the summer months, and that means your AC is going to be working extra, overtime to keep your home cool, especially in the hot and humid weather that's coming in July and August. You want to make sure that you check it out, and it might need some maintenance, might need to be, checked out for contacts, things of that nature. Refrigerant levels need to be checked, and to make sure it's operating. Not only it comes on when you turn it on, but it's efficient, so it's not costing you extra money with these sky-high electrical rates going up again in the month of June. So call Tim Kyle's, schedule your appointment today. They're great for electrical work and HVAC at 410-876-9404. Tell them I told you to call. 410-876-9404. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Air Conditioning, or check them out at timkylecompany.com. It's 8:30. Let's get the latest news headlines with Bruce Elliott.
Thanks. Thank you, Sean. Police say a suspect is under arrest for a murder in Annapolis. William Hairston accused of killing Gregory Wells April 23rd, 1300 block of Tyler Avenue. Hairston is charged with first and second degree murder, first and second degree assault, and firearms charges. He was taken into custody with the help of Prince George's County Police and the U.S. Marshals Service. One person dead after a fiery crash in western Howard County. Accident involving a tractor trailer and a pickup hauling a trailer. It happened around 4 a.m. yesterday morning, eastbound I-70 near Sand Hill Road. Driver of the pickup truck pronounced dead at the scene. Tractor-trailer driver not injured. The cause remains under investigation. Former Maryland State Police trooper has now been sentenced for selling information to a drug trafficking organization. 35-year-old Justin Riggs will serve 6 years in federal prison after pleading guilty in February. The fuel spill cleanup continues in Baltimore's Harbor East community. 2,000 gallons of fuel leaked from a Johns Hopkins Hospital facility Wednesday and then flowed into the harbor and turned the water red because there's an additive in the stuff. The water no longer looks red. However, there is now a sheen on the surface along with the odor of fuel. And Maryland AG Anthony Brown has won a court order that just temporarily blocks the Trump administration's efforts to dismantle AmeriCorps. In April, Brown co-led a coalition of 23 other attorneys general and the governors of Kentucky and Pennsylvania to challenge the action. The administration wants to eliminate nearly 90% of the AmeriCorps workforce, cancel its contracts, and close $400 million worth of AmeriCorps-supported programs. Brown says Thursday's court decision preliminarily stops the administration from carrying out their actions while the litigation continues. It's 8:31 on WCBM. Coming up in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Pick three letter number was 973. Your pick 40773. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, the wreck on the Beltway very quickly now. They did a good job here. They got everybody off to the right shoulder, outer loop right before Perrin Parkway. So now we're getting everybody coming through there. That's the good news. The bad news is we're backed up even beyond the ramps at Bel Air Road. So it's going to take a little while. And the fact that the trooper's still there with his lights on, they're kind of looking at it. So we got to be right there around the ramp traffic at Perrin Parkway coming over from Harford Road and Bel Air Road. You're on the move again, but it's going to take a little while. We'll keep an eye on that. The other big wreck in Hempstead at the roundabout on Route 30, and there were some injuries involved there. That local traffic, definitely a heads up for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Heading toward the afternoon, mostly cloudy skies, a little bit cooler, but highs still in the mid-80s. Tracking our next weather maker, showers roll in late tonight, and then off and on showers and storms for Saturday and Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hot weather means your home works harder to stay cool. BGE can help with a variety of options like budget billing, iAccount, and energy efficiency programs. Learn more at bge.com/summer. That's bge.com/summer.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports are brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. So it's on to Sacramento for an Oriole team that all of a sudden is the hottest team in the American League. In fact, only the Cubs have a better record than the O's in their last 10 games. The latest installment was yesterday in Seattle.
That's thrown all year long.
Henderson making a bid. Tavares back at the wall. And the O's have gone back to back. A go-ahead home run by Gunnar Henderson.
Henderson.
Ben Wagner and the Hall of Famer Jim Palmer with the call on Mass, and Henderson's round tripper followed a two-run shot by Adley Rutschman that tied the game, and the bullpen protected it as the surging Birds notched their sixth in a row and ninth in their last 11, 4-3 over Seattle. After the game, Henderson was asked about yesterday's closer, Brian Baker.
And he's been awesome. He's come out and he's dominated about every time that he's thrown. It's been really awesome watching him go to work, and I'm so happy for him.
Baker unscored upon in his last four appearances, eight of his last nine in the Birds' bullpen as a unit, 8 2/3 of shutout ball in the Seattle series, four hits, 14 strikeouts. Elsewhere in baseball, Miami police are investigating after vandals defaced a mural of baseball legends Jackie Robinson and Minnie Minoso, part of a collection of artwork honoring baseball players of color in Miami's Overtown neighborhood. The vandalism was discovered on Sunday by a seven-year-old boy who asked his mother what the words meant and the Nazi symbols as well. Ravens conclude their second week of voluntary OTAs today with a morning practice and media sessions after that. Baltimore signing receiver Rashad Bateman to a three-year extension yesterday. The Ravens now with perhaps the best collection of receivers they've ever had. Here's Bateman on what he'd like to pick up from a guy like DeAndre Hopkins.
I think with a guy like that that's done so much in the league with so much respect, you know, I'm ready to ask him anything, you know, as far as, you know, catching, hands, route running, body, taking care of your body.
And finally, the Belmont Stakes back at Saratoga tomorrow. Preakness winner Journalism the favorite at 8-5. Derby winner Sovereignty at 2-1. But if you're looking for value, try this. Baeza at 4-4-1, finished third in the Derby. He's well rested after not running the Preakness. And Rodriguez going at 6-1, trained by Bob Baffert. A foot bruise kept him out of both the Derby and the Preakness. He's well rested. Hall of Fame writer Mike Smith will be on board. The time now is 8:37. When we return, the lament of a Hall of Famer.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
By the way, I like the Derby winner in the Belmont. Sovereignty.
You do.
It's a closing horse.
But it's chalk, though. You're not going to make any money.
Can go. Well, I'm just saying. I mean, I didn't make any money on journalism, but I'm 2-for-2.
Okay.
On the first two legs.
A lot of people who write for newspapers feel they're not making money on journalism either.
Exactly.
You've done a lot better with the Derby or with the Triple Crown than you did with the football.
Yeah. Well, this is, I'm rededicating. See, you know.
Damning with faith prayers. I love that.
The constant digs and slings and arrows.
They're not constant.
They're
from time to
one
time.
1 hour, maybe.
It's only three a day.
They're consistent, let's put it that way.
Well, now I don't have time to play this cut, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I see.
That's all right. Well, let me just tell you what it was.
Oh, please.
In an interview with Bob Costas, revealed that Mickey Mantle always admired Stan Musial, the great St. Louis Cardinal Hall of Famer, because he thought that Stan had gotten all that he could out of his career, and Mickey left a lot on the table because of his carousing, his womanizing, his after-hours drinking, etc. His injuries, of course.
Yeah.
And, so I'll play that next
still
week.
Still a Hall of Fame player.
He's still a Hall of Fame. Probably the
difference between Bruce and Chuck.
which we'll find out in next week.
Two weeks from today. Get your tickets.
WCBM.com.
I have dial-up. I'm still processing this.
Thanks, Gary.
Goodbye. Have a great weekend.
8:39, 21 before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the Morning Drive.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. One of the people is kind of fun to follow on social media. She calls herself Conservative Mama.
You were told that Hillary had a 98% chance of winning the 2016 election. You were told that COVID came from bats. You were told that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. You were told that during Joe Biden's presidency, he was cognitively fine. You were told that Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 election. You were told that Trump built cages at our southern border and was keeping children in them. At what point are you going to start to question what you're being told by our media?
Yeah, at what point? Lie after lie after lie. There are a couple more of her cuts I'll have for you next week, asking the same questions. At what point? Well, here's one point. When we've been telling you, and I've been telling you very specifically, the Democrats have an anti-Semitism problem. There's a strong streak of anti-Semitism inside the Democrat Party, inside the political left. Part of it is distorted by this unthinking, oh, I love Hamas, the Palestinians are like angels nonsense. And it is shown over and over again. How much more obvious do you have to be to prove that these people are anti-Semites than listen to one of the wise old heads, James Carville?
They're trying to raise money from really wealthy Jewish fundraisers. And it said, look, James, I'm Democrat, but I can't be a part of party because of what happened at Columbia. Well, what the f*** did the Democrats have to do with what happened at Columbia? Because they have some students at Columbia, you know, generally made an ass of themselves. Well, I can't do that, but I can be for a party that everybody endorses the alternative for Deutschland.
So there you go. Carville basically is saying, either you vote for the Democrats or you're voting for Hitler. Thank you, James. But let's be a bit more obvious about it, shall we?
They tell me that. They look me right in the eye. And I no, you just want your tax cut. At the end of the day, they just want their tax cut. And you can see it every day.
Yeah. You know, those greedy Jews, they just want their tax cut. This is pure, rank anti-Semitism. It is offensive. And they think nothing of it. I mean, the interviewer didn't question it. It was simply part of the conversation. Oh, it's fine. Go ahead. It wasn't those rich Episcopalians. It wasn't those rich Methodists. It wasn't those rich Zoroastrians or the rich worshippers of the sun god Ra. No. You go right to the anti-Semitism, the core of the Democrat Party. And again, I'm telling you, how many lies do they have to tell you about how wonderful they are before you open your eyes and say, oh, my God, these people are not very nice.
But remember, again, it goes all the way to the fact that they could have picked Josh Shapiro.
Yes.
To run with Kamala Harris. But they couldn't upset the anti-Semites in the Democrat Party. So they picked Tampon Tim, who was an absolute clown. Most of these, Harvard, Columbia, I think Yale's up next, maybe Princeton as well. They're all run by liberal Democrats. They're all run by Marxists. There's a problem with the Democrat Party. There's a reason why they got tattooed in the last election, and they're not willing to admit it.
The problem actually goes a step further. You can think of the universities, they saw nothing all that wrong with the idea that you'd be able to harass some sets of students as they walked to class if you simply camped out in the quad. And we saw that at Columbia, we've seen that at Harvard, we've seen it at other campuses as well.
Imagine, if you will, that if a Republican strategist said what James Carville just said. Imagine the reaction that we would be talking about.
Imagine if Donald Trump had said it.
Yeah.
I mean, can you just picture the words in Donald Trump's mouth? That would be such an offensive thing to say. And bluntly, to me, what Carville said is about as offensive as you're going to get.
Yeah.
Because it's into those old tropes. You know, it's into what? They're all named Shylock, James. Is that it? Give me a... Sean?
Yeah. All right. Compose yourself.
Yeah.
As opposed to Chuck Whitaker, who decomposes himself.
8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes.
2 weeks from tonight, folks, get your tickets, WCBM.com. It is on.
Be there or be square.
See Chuck get roasted and have some great crabs, too. All you can eat buffet.
Yeah, roasted crabs, roasted Chuck.
And steam crabs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then. Well, steam Chuck.
That's right.
He doesn't know. He's not a common sewer like we are.
That's right.
The wreck on the Beltway still kind of off to the right side here, outer loop at Paring Parkway. The backup, though, is all the way back to just beyond Bel Air Road. But at least we're on the move with some lanes open once again. For a while, they had pretty much everything blocked as you're coming through that area. I think Baltimore County just rolled up on a wreck at Route 40 West and the Beltway. I actually think it's actually on Route 40 West, so we need to be on the lookout for that. The Beltway on that west side was getting better. JFX looks good. We're okay at both the tunnels. Nothing major there. And again, keep in mind, in Hempstead, they had the wreck about 30 minutes ago, maybe a little longer, right at the roundabout there on Route 30. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM, Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday and the weekend. Mild, cloudy today, 85, showers late tonight, and then storms on and off Saturday and Sunday. So it's going to be a wet weekend on and off. Right now, it's 72 and sunny in Parkville, 72 and under sunny skies in Edgewater. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day. I need some good news, baby. on D-Day, of course, many brave souls, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, you name it, paid the ultimate sacrifice. It is a debt that we will never, ever be able to repay. But that being said, the United States Army is firing on all cylinders again. They just met their 2025 recruiting goals and did so 4 months ahead of schedule. What a difference a commander-in-chief change makes. And keeping that in mind, next Saturday, June 14th, is Flag Day. It also happens to be Donald Trump's birthday. And it also happens to be the 250th birthday of the U.S. Army. And President Trump, the commander-in-chief, plans to celebrate.
I am thrilled to invite everyone to an unforgettable celebration, one like you've never seen before. On Saturday, June 14th, which is Flag Day, we are honoring the 250th anniversary of the greatest fighting force in history, the United States Army. We will celebrate a spectacular military parade in Washington, D.C., like no other. For 2.5 centuries, the men and women of America's Army have dominated our enemies and protected our freedom at home. This parade salutes our soldiers' remarkable strength and unbeatable spirit. You won't want to miss it. Just don't miss this one. It's going to be good. Thundering tanks and breathtaking flyovers will roar through our capital city as nearly 7,000 soldiers march in historic uniforms from every major war since the Revolution. Join us for this once-in-a-lifetime celebration. I think it's going to be better and bigger than any parade we've ever had in this country. Reserve your spot now at America250.org. America250.org. I hope to see you there. I'm going to be there. I'll be watching the entire event. It's going to be something very, very special. I don't think we've ever done one quite like this. We're going to be celebrating the Army and our military. Thank you very much.
Now, the question is, will Elon be there? That is a question for the big Army parade. And some people were warning us about Elon Musk, several years ago. One of those, Stephen K. Bannon.
There. Oh yeah, no. He's owned by the Chinese Communist Party. What are you talking about? Tesla. His only thing of real value is Tesla. He uses it for margin loans. He sells the stock. The Shanghai joint venture is 100% controlled by the CCP. This is why he never goes after the CCP. This is why he always backs off. This is when they had the protest. They had the protest about the lockdowns of COVID. He will not do it. Elon Musk is a total and complete phony. He is in bed in a business party. He's done some good stuff of letting stuff out, with Taibbi and others. It's fine. But he is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese Communist Party, and he acts like it.
There was a story recently that they warned him to stop talking about lab leak.
100%.
He's got, and I think there was a.
They wanted him to take down the tweets he did the first time. Now, he didn't take them down, but you notice he didn't have any more up there after that.
And I wonder if he said, okay, I won't tweet more about it. But here's the issue I see with the CCP in the United States, and if the United States falters, if this fourth.
By the way, the CCP, Chinese companies are all in the Silicon Valley Bank.
Oh, yeah.
That's another thing they're already talking about. We think there may be up to a third of those innovative companies may be CCP.
No, I mean, that's. Part of that's business. It's the same thing. If you're doing business in China, you got to be careful what you say about China. I mean, I get that.
Yep.
But what Bannon is saying that he pulls his punches. He was very quick to throw Trump under the bus with the Epstein shot, which I thought was vicious and a low blow, and then saying he needs to be impeached and removed, and then to try to take credit for his election. Donald Trump won without Elon in 2016. I think he had the election stolen in 2020. Donald Trump was well on his way to winning Pennsylvania and other states before Elon even got involved. Okay, he was polling ahead. He was doing really well. I give more credit to Charlie Kirk and Scott Pressler in Pennsylvania than I do Elon Musk. Now, granted, his money was helpful. It was helpful in the down ballot. But at the end of the day, he did not get into endorsing Trump or putting a lot of that money in until after Joe Biden got out. Just saying.
Yeah.
All right. It is 8:50, 10 before the hour. Law offices of Michael A. Freeman there for you should you ever need them. And hopefully you never do. But if you do need them, do what members of my family, WCBM's family, colleagues, coworkers, business associates have all done, you just call Michael, because your recovery is priority number one if you've been seriously hurt in an automobile or vehicle accident. And they do everything. I mean everything. So all you have to do is pick up the phone and call Michael. And his wife, Marcia, has been running the firm for all these years, and his son, Stephen, his daughter-in-law, Rachel Alpert Friedman, both attorneys, excellent litigators in the firm. And, of course, they have other associate attorneys, paralegals, legal secretaries. They even hired an insurance executive that is also now in the firm to help from the insurance perspective, because we all know that's a big hassle, having to deal with insurance companies when you've totaled your car or what have you. So, again, one of the 10 best law firms, personal injury firms in the state of Maryland. Again, this year, the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Call 410-363-6848 or log online to maflaw.com.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Coggeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Baltimore welcomes world-renowned Rabbi Michael Dov Streicher Shlita. Tune in Saturdays from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. for How It All Started. 13 weeks of music, Divrei Torah, and exciting prizes. All proceeds go to Tzedakah. Learn more at WCBN.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Tomorrow is Friday.
Thank God it's
Friday. Trump said he's spoken to Chairman Xi of China. Things went well. That's good. 84% of Americans are on board with Trump saying no nukes for you to Iran. I'd say that's kind of a mandate. Plus, Mary Walter and Daily Signal's Tony Kinnett. Don't miss it.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A lot of folks are wondering why the diesel that got dumped into the inner harbor is red.
There's an additive in it that turns it red.
You know why they put the dye in it?
No, I don't.
Philip explains why. He says the diesel in the harbor is red because of the dye they put in it to identify that it's off-road diesel and you don't pay a road tax.
Oh, interesting.
Regular diesel doesn't have a red dye, and that's how the government knows whether or not you're using the correct diesel in your rig and paying the theft of tax. So,
interesting.
Yeah. Never knew that before. Thanks, Philip.
Well, I guess, yeah, the Harbor East area in the water would be off-road. So I guess it's appropriate use, I guess, then.
All right. So, yeah. Okay.
Fascinating.
Lisa says, I wish I could come to the Chuck Roast. Chuck is one of my favorite people in the world. I just can't handle the smell.
He'll shower, darling.
Of shellfish.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Otherwise, I would be there. In a New York minute. If Chuck comes up for the morning show sometime, please try to do it at a diner or something like that. Even better, a bar. Yeah.
Well, Chuck, you know, your first person has declined coming to the Chuck Roast because she can't stand your smell. That's what I heard.
Yeah, you've been described as shellfish from time to time. Yeah.
And working for a shell game every day.
shall we move forward?
Time to clam up and do the traffic.
Traffic with you on the threes, Charles.
If I did that, then who's going to do it?
Come on, Chaz, get to it.
Shrimpy toast.
Listen to him now. Is he aspiring to be the program director now? Come on, do it, he says. Why don't you shut up?
Trying to drive the program forward here, Chaz.
Thank you.
That's a first.
Mr. Elliott and Mr. Casey. You know what that means? Tell them later on what that means. The inner loop of the Beltway, if you're exiting here at Route 40, apparently this wreck is a bad one on Route 40, very close to the Beltway, might be underneath the Beltway. The fire department rolled up on it, and now we had a report the westbound side may be mostly blocked. So if you're taking the ramp from the Beltway to go west on Route 40, that's the reason for the backup. You may have to go up to Security Boulevard and kind of work your way around that area because of this accident on Route 40 at the roundabout in Hempstead. That was a bad wreck almost 45 minutes ago. Still there, the outer loop of the Beltway northeast side still recovering from the wreck, which is on the shoulder on the outer loop at Paring Parkway. Boys, Have a good weekend.
Boys. All right. Thank you, sir. And we're just 2 weeks from today, so get ready, folks.
What happens 2 weeks from today, Sean?
Oh, we have the big roast and crab feast at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. You can get your tickets right now at WCBM.com. Look, the food is well worth it. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet, steamed crabs.
Yeah, even if Chuck smells.
Pit, beef, ham, turkey. Yes, we do have things we can help with that. With that distinct aroma.
Maybe I can put a couple of air wicks on my belt.
One under each armpit, as you usually do. That'll
most of
nice.
Most of his barter deals, the person who's conducted the deal says the deal stinks. Yep. So that's usually the aroma that happens on that. But
that's
no.
Nice.
Get your tickets.
Somebody's going to get their ass whipped.
I was out in West Texas doing a video for an animal feed thing. And it always smelled like the dust was always cow dung. Lots and lots, thousands and thousands of cattle. And I said, how do you tolerate that? And he goes, smells like money.
Is that right? Probably right.
Yep. Well, we're glad to know that, Bruce. That just made my morning.
I figured it would.
Yeah, that smell will stay with you the rest of the weekend there, Chuck.
Thank you.
Enjoy. We'll see you at WCBM.com. That's where you get your tickets.
See you Monday. Bye.
You're WCBM Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Mild today, mostly cloudy, high of 85 right now. 75 and sunny in the city. It is 74 in Dundalk. Let's take a phone here from Craig in Hereford.
Hey, Craig.
Yeah. Just wanted to respond to the Raging Cajun a little while ago and knocking down the idea of tax cuts. Taxes is money forcibly extracted from people. So I'm pro-life. I'm anti-woke. I'm anti all this DEI stuff. But when the government can take money from me and fight me, prosecute people who want to pray in front of abortion clinics, prosecute people who want to, you know, say they don't want these goofy trans, what do you call them, drag queens giving us reading stories at the libraries, except, you know, all that kind of stuff. So the lower taxes are, the less is forcefully extracted from people to fight for what they believe and fight against what they don't believe. That's where, more than anything else, tax cuts or lower taxes, which means usually less government, is the whole key to it all. Whatever your social beliefs are, the less money you have to fight for what you believe or against what you don't believe, you know, it all comes down to taxes.
Yep, absolutely. A government big enough to give you anything you want is also large enough to take everything away as well. So, Craig, thanks for the call. Appreciate that, and thanks for your kind thoughts. I think the biggest story that was ignored this week is the agro-terrorism. That we had the spread of the Chinese Communist Party influence inside the United States. Two Chinese-born researchers, Wang Qingjian and Zunyong Liu, charged this week. They smuggled a pathogen into the country. They worked at a lab that received millions of dollars in funding from the United States government. And something that you need to know, that the Chinese students and researchers who come over here to study and in our campuses and our colleges and universities, they have to sign a paper in China saying that they will spy. They will basically spy for the Chinese while they're in the United States.
It's a cultural assumption.
It is. And they actually send Chinese police into the United States to keep an eye on them.
My God, they had a Chinese police station in New York City.
Exactly. But this isn't the first time that one of the two Chinese nationals arrested for smuggling this toxic crop-killing pathogen into the United States. Again, we find out that one of them, the boyfriend of this researcher, in an affidavit in 2022, said that he's done this before. There are usually no problems. Rest assured, I have mailed these pathogens before. What is the pathogen that we're talking about? There's a Latin name for the pathogen, but it's called head blight, and it affects wheat and crops. Etc. And it's not just, it's devastating to our agriculture. Yeah. It's toxic to humans. It causes vomiting, liver damage, and reproductive defects in humans and livestock. And the Chinese sent their people in to the United States with a biological path, and they unleashed a bioweapon onto the world with COVID, and they're still doing it. If I'm President Trump, I don't know if I want to cut a trade deal, a favorable one, to the Chinese, but I understand we got to fix the economy first. Look, I am off again next week. I'm on vacation. It's a vacation.
Yeah, another vacation.
That I postponed from earlier.
Oh, sure.
But Bruce will be here. Delegatino Mangione. Of course, Kristen, Chuck will be here as well. Till then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you Monday.
This is the right choice for Maryland.